Rhapsody.
Mm.
That'll open this coming Friday. The Freddie Mercury movie. And I like the movie very much, but I'll talk more about it later on, give you an idea. But last week, we were doing some interviews at a castle in Edinburgh, Scotland. And have you ever been Edinburgh?
No, but I understand it's an amazing
travels.
Place to go. Everybody I know that's been there has really,
fantastic,
really enjoyed it.
Fantastic city. Fantastic, yeah. Charming, picturesque, historic. Some of the friendliest people that I've encountered in the world. Just really warm and hospitable, but you talk beautiful. Man, that's the city. You know, how often do I get a chance to do interviews in an actual castle?
Mm. Those are the days I wish I was with you to take pictures.
Oh, Andy, you have gone nuts.
Just crazy.
Yeah,
beautiful out there.
As a picture nut, you would have gone absolutely bizarre because it was great. While I was there, in addition to doing the interviews, if you're at a castle, you have to do some archery.
Of course.
Oh, no.
So I did some archery. And when we do our big...
Anybody get hurt?
No, nobody got hurt.
All right.
But this is what I'm thinking, Schwani, because I did some archery. You know, we have our big tree time broadcast.
No.
On it's November 11th. We're going to be out at tree time in Lake Barrington. And this year is something new. I'm going to put an apple on Schwani's head.
You want me to dress up with a target? With a target on my shirt?
Target not needed. Target not needed. We're going to put an apple on your head, and I'm going to shoot the apple off your head with the bow and arrow. Turns out I'm really good at archery.
So
I had no idea that I had the skill.
Where I don't have to worry?
You have very little to worry about.
So either we'll have applesauce or a mess.
Either way, it's going to be messy.
Yeah.
Either way, stand by with your mop and a bucket, tree time people.
And the EMTs.
But, you know, so I step up. You know, they're giving us these opportunities to do, you know, kind of medieval things. And they say, sir, would you like to try the archery? And I said, of course I would like to try the archery. I didn't want to mock their accents right in front of them.
Did you say
I didn't. Andy. I avoided my instinctual inclination to mimic their accents because I did not want to be rude to people who were so incredibly hospitable. But, you know, they offer this opportunity and they give you a little lesson on how to do it. And I get up there with the bow and arrow. I'm damn good with the bow and arrow.
Had you done it before?
I probably did in Boy Scouts.
Okay, so you picked up a little skill there.
Yeah, maybe, I guess. I mean, I think I did in Boy Scouts, but I think I have this natural ability. I should have been born in Robin Hood times and be running around in tights.
Yeah. Oh, there's an image right there.
Yeah, so at tree time, I'm going to be dressed up like Robin Hood.
Schwani's, what do you want me to dress up?
Maid Marian.
I am not Friar Tuck. So don't even go there.
I was not going to go there.
I was not going to go there.
You don't have to dress up.
Okay.
But, Schwani, do you prefer a Honeycrisp apple?
Those do happen to be my favorite.
Delicious.
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll do that then.
You know, you can practice your archery. I believe there's a little range over by the by Belmont Harbor.
I think you're right. I think by the you're like near the
I'm going to call in
pole.
Sick exactly. That day.
Something. Why?
I'm calling in sick.
I'm fairly proficient at this.
Just in case you want to brush up, you know, before the event.
Yeah, right.
I think it'll add a lot more excitement to it if
can
I
we
don't.
Hang the That's apple above my head?
No, it's
very,
gonna be right,
very high
no,
above
right on
my
your,
head?
Right on your head. Now, yeah, we're going to be at tree time, so I thought, you know, do we put the apple on a Christmas tree? That would be thematic to why we're there. But I thought the audience that comes and join us for this, and how about it? Do we have so many people? Like, we get huge crowds on Sunday
morning. It's a great crowd out there.
It's great. I thought, what can we do for this crowd that they will never forget for the rest of their lives?
They won't forget that. Neither will I.
It'll be hard to forget.
So look for our big archery demonstration as one of the many special things we're going to be doing at
Tree Time. I think there's a Three Stooges routine in the making here.
You have broken the rule.
Oh, boy.
The 60s are over. Get over it.
And just as a running tabulating total, we now have $4,365 in the breaking 40-year rule jar.
And it's all Schwannies.
It's all Schwannies.
Of course it is.
Quarter by quarter by quarter, it's all Schwannies.
I do want you to know that I saw a new movie this week.
What?
I saw a new movie this past week.
Can I guess which one?
Sure.
First Man?
Yep.
I know, because you like the history.
I saw it at IMAX, and just to give you a very quick review, I thought it was outstanding. A different approach to a space movie, unlike any I've ever seen, where it, you know, it focuses on Neil Armstrong, the person, the personality.
The man, the family.
The man, the family, what was woven in through his life, right. Namely the death of his daughter.
Right.
That goes through the whole story. Yeah. It was marvelous, and the lunar scenes toward the end in IMAX, just unbelievable.
Isn't it unbelievable? Because they shot the scenes which are actually on the moon, they shot with IMAX 70mm cameras. So, I mean, you know, you're watching on an IMAX screen anyway, but, there's a certain perspective when it goes to the IMAX setting. It explodes visually.
It does.
And
it does.
It's amazing.
It really is. One other thing I would like to mention. Yes, the American flags are on the uniforms. And there is a scene on the lunar surface with the American flag planted in the lunar surface. So,
right. Yet,
this
yet
information that you were talking about a few weeks ago about how there are no flags, they're there. You have to look for them, but they're there in the proper place on the left shoulder where they were on the real Apollo uniforms.
But wouldn't you say, this is an extremely patriotic, pro-American movie.
Most definitely.
And people, you know, there have been websites, there have been national radio show hosts and television show hosts who have been pounding their chests that this movie is unpatriotic, that you don't see the American flag, etc. Complete lies. Absolute complete lies.
It's a quintessentially American story. It's what we achieved as a country.
Yeah, I agree. So, well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I very much enjoyed
it. Yeah, because I think it's great. I think it's good. Good. Good for you getting out there. And
I did get out there.
Getting out there and seeing something besides.
I've been to a movie in 40 years now. Oh, I didn't break the rule.
He saw The Absent-Minded Professor when that
I
came
did.
Out. Yeah. And The Incredible Mr. Olympus.
I did.
At the theater?
Absent-Minded Professor, I saw Incredible Mr. Olympus on the on TV.
Oh.
First in line for the Maltese Falcon.
Oh, that would have been too highbrow for Maltese Falcon. Anything with Don Knotts, Schwani said.
You know how Apple Dumpling Gang.
You know how people line up to see Star Wars or Harry Potter? That's what Schwani does with Don Knotts movies. Whenever they're being shown.
Ghost and Mr. Chicken.
Those are all classics. We have a big show today, including one-on-one. Speaking about Scotland, Scotland's own Gerard Butler, who's got a brand new movie out this weekend called Hunter Killer Submarine Drama, which I liked very much. Chicago's very own Melissa McCarthy, also out with a new movie this week, her first drama. And we talked with Broadway legend Betty Buckley, who is in town starring in Hello, Dolly! Over at the Oriental Theater. We had a wonderful conversation with her, so we're going to get to that in just a little bit. Also, in our next half hour, from the WGN-TV Morning News, one Mr. Larry Potash will be joining us to talk about a brand new show that he has premiering tonight on the Big Number 9. So that, so much more, pre-Halloween fun, lots of talk about Don Knotts today is guaranteed. It's all coming up between now and 1. Dean Richards, Sunday Morning, WGN. Coming up, our far-flung forecast plus from the WGN-TV Morning News, one Mr. Larry Potash joining us in the next half hour. First, a check of WGN News. Here is Dave Schwann.
U.S. Attorney Scott Brady in Pittsburgh says Robert Bowers has been charged with 29 counts and could face the death penalty after being charged with shooting and killing 11 individuals at the Tree of Life Synagogue yesterday. The attorneys and officials say that Bowers was armed with multiple weapons, including a Glock 357 handgun and an AR-15 assault rifle during those shootings yesterday morning.
Did you read that they've released the names of the people who were killed in that shooting yesterday?
I have not seen the names yet, but they are in the process of identifying the victims. And also the information we had this morning was it's going to take up to a week to process that synagogue, which is now considered a crime scene.
Absolutely. But CNN put out a list of the people who were killed. A 97-year-old woman who had gone to services at her temple.
Yeah.
A married couple in their 80s. Killed yesterday. And I mean, it doesn't diminish the sadness of all the rest, people who were, you know, other ages, other occupations, and so forth. Yeah,
this was all for a baby naming ceremony that was taking place during the services yesterday. That was going on.
Sick.
The person charged has been posting anti-Semitic remarks on various websites, and apparently posted something just before he did this yesterday.
Like right outside of the temple.
Apparently. Right, right.
A hate-filled tweet, or I don't know if it was tweet or Instagram or Facebook, whatever it was, but a hate-filled post kind of, you know, swirling up his rage just before he goes into the temple and, you know, kills all of these people, including a 97-year-old woman.
97, and then another couple in their 80s.
In their 80s.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And going along with what I've told other people here today, this is what continues now, and we're looking at shootings here in Chicago. Among them, Chicago police looking for people who fired shots at a hospital at the Portage Park neighborhood. This took place early this morning. The shots hit the east side of the Community First Hospital at West Addison and Central. Police believe the people involved were shooting at a passing car. And lottery authorities say two tickets have won the estimated $750 million Powerball jackpot. Those tickets being sold in Iowa and in New York. This is the fourth largest jackpot in U.S. history, and only 4 days after someone won over $1.5 billion in the Mega Millions jackpot, the ticket sold in South Carolina.
I was so sad that I didn't win, because I was good. I mean, sure, everybody was. I was going to.
You were out of the country.
I was, but I could still win if I was out of the country if I bought a
ticket. If you had bought the ticket.
Yeah.
And
I just didn't buy a winning ticket. I was going to open a big archery farm. I'm trying to bring back archery.
I'm getting worried about this tree time event now.
I'm for banning all guns, and people will be allowed to carry bow and arrows.
I'm trying to learn some archery terms so I can do a proper play-by-play.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I'm studying.
I'm calling in sick.
Andy's pretending like he's not going to be involved in it.
I'm calling in sick.
He thinks if he does the play-by-play that I'm not going to involve him.
I'll be in another room doing the play-by-play through closed-circuit video monitor.
That's what he thinks.
WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Well, it's an ugly one for the Blackhawks last night. A 7-3 loss to the Blues in St. Louis. Patrick Kane scored twice, had an assist. Blackhawks back at home ice tonight for a 5 o'clock faceoff against the Oilers at the United Center. Chris Bowden will have your pregame at 4:30 here on WGN and WGNRadio.com. Northwestern has now won 4 in a row after a home victory over number 20 Wisconsin yesterday, 31-17 the final. Clayton Thorson, a couple of rushing touchdowns, the defense forcing 3 fumbles. Wildcats will host Notre Dame next weekend under the lights at Ryan Field. Speaking of the Fighting Irish, Notre Dame gets a win over Navy 44-22. That game was played in San Diego yesterday. Maryland pounds Illinois 63-33. 17th-ranked Penn State over number 18 Iowa 30-24. Michigan State over Purdue 23-13. Bears hosting the Jets at Soldier Field today. Khalil Mack and Allen Robinson both listed as questionable for the game. Hampa will be in cause. We'll talk about it after the game on our postgame coverage starting at 3 o'clock here on WGN. NFL playing a game in London again today, and Jacksonville has a 6-3 lead on Philadelphia late in the first half. Game 4 of the World Series goes to the Red Sox over the Dodgers 9-6. Boston now has a 3-1 lead in the series and can wrap it up in tonight's Game 5 in L.A. By the way, all 9 runs for the Red Sox scored after the sixth inning. And the Bulls get a victory last night in Atlanta, 97-85. Bulls host Golden State tomorrow night. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic, the accident on the inbound Ryan just before the Stevenson is now cleared, but we have another accident not far away, Cermak at Wentworth. That happening just a couple minutes ago, an accident at Cermak and Wentworth just off the exit from the Ryan as it joins I-55, the Stevenson. Things moving well otherwise on our expressways and tollways. We do have construction going on Upper Wacker Drive until 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is in the southbound lanes from Van Buren south to Harrison. Upper Wacker southbound from Van Buren to Harrison closed until 5 tomorrow morning for road construction. And for personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Occasional rain continuing today, windy, high in the 50s, cloudy tonight, clearing in the early morning hours, low in the 40s, partly sunny tomorrow, high in the 50s. I'm not hearing another groan there. Cloudy, 49 at O'Hare, a wind chill index of 42 above, 49 at Midway. Chicago's lakefront has 48 degrees, and today, ladies and gentlemen, our far-flung forecast takes us
what? I thought you had something big.
Way far away.
Way far away.
We go overseas to Kirkkonummi, Finland.
Wow, this music sure doesn't fit.
Kirkkonummi.
What would be some good
Finland.
Finnish music? What would be good Finnish music?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what that would be.
What's that? There's a piece of music called Finlandia that would work, that I know you would know if you heard it. But Finlandia would be perfect for this. We go to Kirkkonummi.
So I think it should sound Finland. Like Vikings or something.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
But what music would that be?
That would be
Finlandia?
Finlandia, yes. You're
familiar with that.
That would you would know it if you heard it. You really would. Kirkkonummi has a population.
Finlandia.
You're not far off. You are not far off. As a matter of fact, the Finnish people consider that kind of a national anthem for them. But Kirkkonummi has 39,000 people. It's been around since the Stone Age. They have found rock paintings in caves there. But we mentioned Kirkkonummi today because it is the birthplace of a man named Eero Saarinen. Does that name do anything
Not
for you?
Not one bit.
Eero Saarinen. Eero Saarinen was a 20th century architect who won a contest in 1947. Tom's got it. Tom's got it. That's it. He was born in Finland but raised in the United States. Eero Saarinen won a contest to mark the Jefferson National Expansion Memorial.
Like I'm at the Olympics.
On the waterfront of St. Louis. This man was the one who designed the Gateway Arch on the Mississippi River. And the arch on this day in 1965 was completed.
Wow.
So Eero Saarinen was the designer.
Saarinen.
He did not live to see it. He died in 1961.
Oh, that's a shame.
So he did not live to see that. But he was the one that designed, winning the contest to design a monument for the Jefferson expansion. Of course, the Lewis and Clark Trek is what we're talking about.
Of course we are. But, everyone knows that.
Everybody knows that. But on this date in 1965, the Gateway Arch was completed in St. Louis. It is a marvel of engineering and a beautiful place. They've got a new museum down there now. They've redone the grounds, much more accessible. It's a really cool place to visit.
Wow, look at you with all the arch enthusiasm.
Brought it around from Finland all the way to the good old Midwest.
Yeah, well, it's given St. Louis something to brag about.
It is actually.
What else do you?
It actually is a
sunny day.
Name
one other thing in St. Louis.
One other thing in St. Louis? Well, there's a couple of jazz and blues places I'd like to
go. No, come on. I mean, like, you know, the places, like, when you go to St. Louis, like, oh, you got to see
the City Museum.
Yeah.
That's a good place.
And then there's another, if you're an American history person, almost adjacent to the arch is what's called the Old Courthouse, where the Dred Scott decision dealing with slavery was decided. What are you laughing at? It's true.
So you're telling me that the St. Louis Chamber of Commerce has that on their front page?
They may. Yeah. Places to see and visit. I wouldn't be surprised.
All right.
At any rate, sunny skies today in Kirkkonummi, southern Finland.
I don't want to be a St. Louis hater. I have so many other things to hate. I don't have time to add anything to the
list.
Yeah,
I'm just adding fuel to the fire here. So
busy with my other things that I don't care
for. When you try and shoot the apple off my head in 2 weeks, I'm really
this is
going to
be so fantastic. I'm so excited about this when I shoot the apple off Shawnee's head.
I get to choose, just like a prisoner chooses his last meal, right?
You get to choose the variety of apple.
Yes, I said Honeycrisp.
Yeah, okay. And you're lucky because Honeycrisp tend to be a little larger than others.
Yeah, depending on what you buy. Right. To quote someone we both know and love, I'm a victim of circumstance.
The Tree Time show, by the way, is going to be Sunday, November 11th. I don't know if we made that clear. 22102 North Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. And we've got guests and music and all the fun that we usually do. Plus, this year, I'll be shooting an apple off Shawnee's head with a bow and arrow.
Yeah. Prepare to meet your maker, Shawnee. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Radio Newsroom. These are the stories that matter.
I'm so excited
on
about
720 WGN.
Wait. I wish we were there right now. I wish we could do this right now.
I'm calling in sick.
When we come back, Larry Potash from the WGN Morning News tells us about his brand new show that's going to be premiering tonight on WGN.
Busy day.
Let's get started.
He's here to make his final argument, Bruce Schroner in studio.
We're giving away a pair of Blackhawks tickets at 4:40, thanks to the fine folks at Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing.
And nobody loses his mind over football like Ed Obradovich.
He'll join us.
The Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis, back tomorrow afternoon at 3 on 720 WGN.
I hate cleaning my gutters. I kept hearing ads for that gutter guard system, so I thought, why not? I'll get an estimate. I was shocked. I never thought gutter guards could cost so much. Then I heard about Spring Rock gutter guards. The estimate is free, so it made sense to at least compare them. I was shocked again by how much money they saved me. I'm talking thousands, like enough to take my family to Disney World. They take a different approach to gutter protection. A completely closed design keeps all types of debris out of your gutters. Sure, those higher-priced systems may keep the leaves out, but SpringRock gets the job done at up to half the price with no compromise on quality. SpringRock also comes with the same lifetime warranty. If the gutter system ever clogs, they will clean it out for free, no questions asked. Same result for less money. That's smart. There's more than one option when it comes to gutter guards. Compare today and save at springrockgutters.com or call 708-571-0632. Special financing is available. Drain your gutters, not your wallet.
Shark Tank, innovation revelation, presented by Quicken Loans.
10 seasons strong, and Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary, talks about the impact of Shark Tank.
This is a real world university of entrepreneurship. That's the way I look at it, and I've been so happy to be part of it.
Shark Tank, innovation revelation. Mortgage confidently with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Go to rocketmortgage.com and watch Shark Tank on ABC. Licensed in all 50 states. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 3030.
Brace yourselves. Game of Thrones scotch is coming. In the middle of recording the recent two-part All the Islay podcast, the Whiskey Hotline's Brent Pontoni wandered off and returned with news about the upcoming Game of Thrones single malt releases. Listen as the barrel-to-bottle crew reacts and shares specifics about each bottling. Game of Thrones scotches are coming, and you won't have to pay the iron price. Download and subscribe to Barrel to Bottle, the Binnie's podcast. Search Binnie's on WGNRadio.com, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, and iTunes.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Illinois Army National Guard, aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association at this station.
Culture can often help us understand history, like the musical Hamilton or Schoolhouse Rock when we were kids. But sometimes it can lead us astray and perpetuate complete falsehoods, like the one depicted in this very funny Bugs Bunny cartoon.
She
She's around. She's a firm. She's a fully packed. She's around the back of my head. She's flat like your head.
Everyone thought the Earth was flat until Christopher Columbus came along and set us all straight. There's even a statue in Sacramento showing Columbus holding up a sphere to the Queen. Look, it's round, just like the Bugs Bunny cartoon said. But as James Lowen writes in his book Lies Across America, this all started with a famous American in 1828. This guy, one of America's most famous writers, Washington Irving, wrote a biography of Columbus in 1828 and threw the flat earthing in as a harmless dramatic flourish, but as we've seen, not so harmless. Textbook writers incorporated it, and other textbook writers copied the other textbook writers, and so on and so on. Fortunately, we've put that all behind us. Except for the Flat Earth Conference, which is November 9th in Raleigh, if you're still a believer and want to check that out and debate that science.
A little clip from the little show we like to call the WGN TV Morning News, Larry's World. Larry Podash joining us on the phone right now. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Dean.
Good to have you on with us here on the little radio show.
Thanks for having me. You apparently know how to WGN library better than I do.
So, I'm actually a little shocked. Not, much like the morning show, I'm a little shocked that the clip played properly. Technology not our top priority either at WGN TV or radio, but just a little example. I mean, we of course deliver all the news, and when it's time to be serious, we're serious. But you know, in addition to all of the fun, little pieces like you just heard Larry doing is sort of what this new show that Larry is doing that debuts tonight at 8:30 on WGN called Backstory. Kind of explain what this is going to be.
Well, that was what you just heard, was sort of a quicker, you know, more irreverent take on one of the misperceptions of history. And this format allows me to just flesh things out quite a bit more and explore elements of history that have been missed, forgotten, sometimes suppressed. And we have some amazing stories. And sometimes I go out, I'm not really sure where it's going, and that there are surprises along the way. So tonight is a story about a mysterious death in a small town that involves some spiritual mysticism and a famous actor at the time, not so much famous now. And it's the 90th anniversary, the week of Halloween, so we'll take another look at that, as well as the backstory on witches, which I think people know there's sort of a modern witch religion out there, but they don't really know anything about it. And I was kind of surprised as to what I found as to where this came from.
What are the other kind of topics that you're going to be getting into and stories that you're going to be doing in future shows?
It's really a mix of religion. I'm trying not to do politics other than how it relates to history. There are some spy stories, some mob stories, some hidden symbol in the Statue of Liberty to the backstory of Mickey Mouse. And that long and winding and sometimes dark road that you would not maybe expect from the wonderful world of Disney. And, you know, it's been a learning process as to do a show by yourself and figure out what works, what doesn't work, how long does it have to be, so forth and so on. So, you know, we'll get through this first series of shows and then learn from that process and maybe do it a little bit differently in February.
I got to think that's kind of fun for you because on the TV morning show, things move so quickly, and there's really a limited amount of time to deal with just about anything, because we got to keep moving on to other things. So for you to be able to do something a little more long form,
right,
as a writer, has to be gratifying to you, I think.
It is, and you know, people think, well, the morning show's 6 hours. Why don't you have time for that? Well, we don't look at it as 6 hours. We look at it as people watch for about 20 minutes, and they're in and out, and we got to give them everything in 20 minutes. So this is a format that just allows for me to flesh things out a bit more and to go a little bit deeper, and it allows you to maybe explore some of these historical stories in the way that you couldn't in a traditional newscast. And as you know, Dean, there's so much crap on TV now. I mean, you go up the grid 300 channels, and you think, I don't know, watch. and And so I think this will be something that, you know, you go in the bookstore maybe and you see a book on Valley Forge that's 400 pages and you say, boy, that was interesting, but I don't have time to read that because I've got four kids or whatever. Yeah. And I'm going to hopefully bring that to life in 4 minutes or 5 minutes. And so I think if people like history, and I think lots of people do have an appreciation for it, that they'll enjoy this series.
You know what I like is this is showing a different side of you. You know, we see you read the news. Well, we've seen you run up and down that hallway a million times, with and without pants on during the show. But this is like the inside, Larry. You know, we're learning about some of the things that interest you.
Yeah, this is probably more me than the other. I always say I enjoy making TV more than I do being on TV, which is, I think, unusual in the world of TV people. As I enjoy the writing and I enjoy the research and I enjoy telling people the story. And not to say that I do enjoy myself on the morning show. It's fun and we're all friends and we have a good time. But this allows me to, you know, maybe do something beyond the flatulence jokes of the 9 a.m. show, which I, you know, tried, I resist, but get dragged down that
none of
drain.
Us would ever diminish the value of a good flatulence joke.
Yeah.
Well placed, a good flatulence joke is just exactly what you need to start the day. Well, we're looking forward to this. Backstory is going to premiere tonight on WGN-TV, tonight at 8:30. You've been doing the media rounds this week. You've been like just about everywhere. Have there been any interesting experiences that you've had? I don't know if you've been on like with Eddie and Jobo or anything like that.
I was on with the Mix and they were wonderful. I hadn't talked to them in a long time. And another duo on that channel is it Cousin Jen, I think it was, and took a pop culture quiz, which I thought for sure I was going to fail because if it's not pop culture quiz about 70s TV cartoons
right, of the 80s, right?
Yeah, or 80s right. Primetime shows, I was going to lose. But I actually won, so I was quite happy with that. But it's been fun. It's odd being interviewed. You know, you wouldn't think it's a big deal, but you know, it's like I don't want to drag your show down into the gutter, and yet I'd much rather be asking the questions than answering
same,
them.
Same.
But I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, same with me when I'm the subject. I'm incredibly uncomfortable being interviewed. I like being able to control where the conversation's going and you know what we're going to talk about. I don't like that thing of the unknown.
Right.
Don't like that much. All right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing the show tonight. And next few weeks, Larry will be joining us to talk about what's on the show for that night, just as a reminder for everybody. So it's,
yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, pleasure. Backstory with Larry Potash. It's tonight at 8:30 on WGN. Larry, have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Dean. Talk to you later. Take care.
There's Larry Potash from the WGN-TV Morning News. We'll be back to update your Sunday Morning News next, WGN.
Greg, what is wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me. What's wrong with you two?
You like Necco wafers?
Necco wafers. The chocolate ones are best.
Of all the Necco wafer flavors, which is the one that when you get it, you go, ugh, I don't want this one?
Well, I've grown to appreciate it only because I did not used to like black licorice.
Like, if you don't have Necco wafers, do you ever eat chalk? Because they're very similar in flavor.
The Halloween season with Bill and Wendy. Scary.
If I can say one good thing about Necco wafers is that when they go stale, it doesn't matter.
Weekday mornings at 10 on 720 WGN.
You're late for work and still have to drop off the kids at school. You jump in your car, hit the garage door remote, and nothing happens. Now what?
Green Tea Services. Service to a green tea.
Hi, it's Tonya Khoury for my family business, Green Tea Services. Right now, we have a garage door maintenance special. Our trained technicians come out and adjust the springs, check the cables, inspect the rollers, tighten hinges, and give your door and opener a complete lubrication. All for just $47.
Service to a green tea.
Garage doors fail when you least expect it. Don't get stuck in or out of your garage. Call for our $47 garage door maintenance special. Call Green Tea now for details. 800-5-GREEN-TEA.
Green Tea Services. Service to a
green
tea. 800-5-GREEN-TEA.
800-5-GREEN-TEA. or greenteaservices.com.
Consider it done with ABC. Right now, get your ultimate furnace tune-up for just $89. ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Book your appointment today at 4abc.com and consider it done.
If you have a loved one who's at risk in a nursing home, assisted living, or other care facility, please listen. When you turn the care of a loved one over to a nursing home or care facility, your loved one deserves only the best care in return. Now, sadly, care facilities sometimes fail to give seniors the medical and nutritional care that they need to be healthy and safe, resulting in medication errors, dehydration, choking, falls, bed sores, even physical and sexual abuse of residents. So, what should you do if the worst happens? Don't go it alone. Let Conasec and Dillon help. The attorneys at Conasec and Dillon can help your family through the difficult times after your loved one is harmed in a nursing home or assisted living facility. They can help you hold the care facility accountable for the serious harm that's caused. Call Conasec and Dillon, 630-262-9655. Consultations are always free. Conasec and Dillon. Call them today. Attorneys in your family's time of need. 630-262-9655.
Want to get a head start on your Christmas shopping? Holiday Happening Craft Fair is coming November 3rd and 4th at College of DuPage, Glen Ellen. Meet 200 artisans and shop their latest work, handmade right here in the Midwest. You'll find unique jewelry, holiday decor, kids' items, fine art, and much more. Print an admission coupon at MidwestCraftShows.com. That's MidwestCraftShows.com for more information on a holiday happening November 3rd and 4th, all at COD. Broadway legend Betty Buckley is in Chicago, starring in Hello, Dolly! At the Oriental Theater. Coming up, I've got my one-on-one interview with her. That is coming up after a check of WGN News. On the station with Steve Cochran, celebrating the most valuable person on the planet, weekday mornings at 720. 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users say play WGN radio on TuneIn. With the very latest, here is Mr. Dave Schwann.
We have cloudy skies, 51 at O'Hare. Authorities in Pittsburgh are intensifying security following the mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in the Squirrel Hill area yesterday. Here is Public Safety Director for Pittsburgh, Wendell Hisrick.
Extra patrols have been assigned around various sensitive locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh.
For the first time, federal authorities provided a thorough update today on the massacre inside that Tree of Life synagogue. More from ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Federal prosecutors filed 29 hate crime charges against Robert Bowers, who is now in federal custody, under guard at the hospital, and eligible for the death penalty. The FBI said there is nothing to indicate he had accomplices when he entered Tree of Life Synagogue with an AR-15 and three handguns during Sabbath services and shot and killed 11 people. Once in custody, court records said Bowers told one officer, "They're committing genocide to my people. I just want to kill Jews."
There will be another vigil in Pittsburgh today. Here in Chicago, a vigil will be held at Federal Plaza, Dearborn and Adams. That will begin at 5:30 this afternoon. A cluster of Legionnaires' disease outbreaks in Chicago and Lake and McHenry counties is being investigated by the Illinois Public Health Department. The department says one involved residents at a South Loop nursing home, another at a Walmart store in Johnsburg. They say the clusters are not connected. Chicago police are looking for people who fired shots at a hospital in the Portage Park neighborhood this morning. Those shots hit the east side of the Community First Hospital on West Addison and Central Avenue. Police think the people involved were shooting at a passing car. Now with WGN Neighborhood News, here's Kim Gordon.
Chicago's Israeli Film Festival is underway. Films are being shown at the Music Box Theater, AMC River East in Chicago, and at the AMC Theater in Northbrook. There are 15 films being shown this year, including comedies, dramas, and documentaries. You can buy tickets and check showtimes on their website, IsraeliFilmShy.org. I'm Kim Gordon with Neighborhood News, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's community banks.
You know what else they've been showing at the Music Box Theater? The original The Mummy.
Oh, the original.
The original.
Boris Karloff.
Boris Karloff, 1932.
Boy, there's a classic.
Classic on big screen. I'm telling you, you've not lived until you've seen some of these classic films on the big screen. They were the way they were intended.
That's very true. That's very true. You know, come to think of it, I have not seen the classic Universals on the big screen. I've always seen them on TV. Frankenstein,
Wolfman,
Dracula.
Wolfman.
Yep. Right. I've seen some of the Alfred Hitchcock ones when they were, you know, ones that had been held up for a number of years. Right. I saw them on the big screen, especially the restored version of Vertigo.
Oh, I love
it. Which was amazing.
I love those. Those old movies on big screen, nothing better.
Yeah, yeah. But the, you know what else I saw was North by Northwest at the Music Box. That was amazing. It's but the horror classics, you know, Dracula, Mummy,
yeah.
That would be really great to see. How about Bride of Frankenstein?
Oh, I love that. Ooh. I love Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah, yeah. I did see Young Frankenstein on the big screen,
that's
but
awesome.
That doesn't really...
Putting on the Ritz!
I saw that when it first came out, but the original Frankenstein, yeah, I need to see that in the, you know, a big screen theater.
Very cool.
Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
How does a homeowner discover that their home insurance policy is outdated? When happens, and their policy doesn't cover it. 64% of American households are underinsured with outdated coverage. That's what Hippo set out to solve with smart home insurance for the modern home for up to 25% less. And right now, when you switch to Hippo, they'll give you a smart home starter kit with two smart sensors that help prevent break-ins, water leaks, and fires. And you'll also get a smart home discount, offering coverage for all the items that run your home, like everything that plugs into the wall, for up to 25% less. It only takes seconds, and all policies are backed by Hippo's top-rated insurance partners with over $200 billion in assets. Go to myhippo.com/WGN and see if you can save up to 25%. Plus, get a smart home starter kit. Go to myhippo.com/WGN today. In 60 seconds, you could save 25%. myhippo.com/WGN.
Hi, folks. Orion here, and if you're in the market for a new truck, you have to visit Gary Lang Chevy and GMC in McHenry. Gary Lang Chevy and GMC is the only dealership in central to northern Illinois that carries both Chevy and GMC on one 23-acre property. At Gary Lang Chevy and GMC, you'll find the largest selection of new Chevy and GMC trucks in the state. Plus, the sales professionals at Gary Lang are the most trusted and resourceful in the business. There's no other dealership I would trust for my Chevy or GMC truck. Visit GaryLangAuto.com. Speak to my friends at Gary Lang Chevy and GMC about their Halloween sales event going on now. You can't afford to shop anywhere else. Gary Lang Chevy and GMC on Route 31 between Crystal Lake and McHenry. And remember, if it doesn't say Gary Lang on the back, you probably paid too much.
I'm Brian Scudamore of 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and these are my local partners, Drew and Sam.
Brian, how many cities are we in now?
We're all across America, Canada, and Australia.
Is it true that more people call 1-800-GOT-JUNK than all the other companies combined?
People call us because 1-800-GOT-JUNK employs happy, hardworking heroes. When we show up, everything gets better.
We have 40 trucks rolling down the streets of Chicago right now.
We work 7 days a week
until midnight.
Just call us 90 minutes before you need us to be there. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Major League Baseball season could come to an end tonight. The Red Sox lead the World Series 3-1 over the Dodgers after a 9-6 win yesterday. Boston down 4-0 heading into the seventh inning. That's when the offense for Alex Cora's team came to life. Seemingly wanted it more than the Los Angeles Dodgers.
In October, we talk about mechanics and you, how you feel at the plate and all that. It, sometimes it's will, you know, and you will yourself to do great things. And it started very simple, you know, a few good at-bats and then the big swing, and we kept rolling, and we didn't stop playing.
Yeah, all 9 runs came after the sixth inning for Boston. Game 5 coming up later on today in Los Angeles. Northwestern has now won 4 straight games after a home victory over number 20 Wisconsin 31-17 yesterday. Wildcats getting set to host Notre Dame next weekend under the lights at Ryan Field. Irish get a win over Navy in San Diego 44-22. Maryland beat Illinois 63-33. It was number 17 Penn State over Iowa, number 18 ranked in the country, 30-24. Michigan State over Purdue, 23-13. Bears hosting the Jets at Soldier Field. Khalil Mack and Allen Robinson both listed as questionable for the game. Mack is expected to play. Robinson is more of a game-time decision. Hampo, OB, and Cause will talk about the game after it's over, starting at 3 o'clock here on WGN and WGNradio.com. NFL game.
Go ahead. Sorry. And the Andy Mazur prediction for today?
Wow. I've been living up to my past reputation of...
If Andy says they're going to win, they lose.
Take to the bank, something else is going to happen.
Right.
So then I'll go with the Jets today, because I do think the Bears are going to win. I would say this is going to be a rather low-scoring game. I'll say 21-14.
Ooh, okay.
Take that for what it's worth.
Bears.
Which is, yeah, Bears will win. Okay. Yeah. NFL is playing in London again today, where you were last week. Philadelphia has a 10-6 lead over Jacksonville. That game now into the third quarter. And the Bulls get their second victory of the year behind Zach LaVine's 27 points and career-best 11 rebounds yesterday over Atlanta, 97-85. Bulls back at home tomorrow against Golden State. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic starting to slow inbound on the Kennedy. We're now looking at 25 minutes from O'Hare to downtown, 15 minutes from Montrose on in. Slowing up on the Eisenhower inbound, a little over a half hour now from Route 390 on into downtown. And on the Stevenson, stop-and-go traffic between Michigan Avenue and Lakeshore Drive as people start to move into Soldier Field for the Bears game. We can expect some additional traffic around there all afternoon today. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago.
I just sent you an email, by the way.
You just sent me an email?
Yeah.
I will check it here momentarily.
It's a photo of me with
a
my
photo of you?
Photo of me with my bow and arrow.
Oh.
I just want you to feel more comfortable.
Yeah, right.
You'll see what a good job I did with bow and arrow. If you're just now tuning in on our special tree time remote broadcast that we're going to be doing on November 11th out in Lake Barrington, I'm going to be shooting an apple off of Schwanee's head with a bow and arrow.
So, if Schwanee shows up.
Oh, you're going to show up.
If Schwanee is there.
Don't be a baby.
Now, will he be blindfolded or will he be able to watch?
It's up to you, Schwanee, if you want to
watch. I think blindfolded might be the option to go with.
It's entirely up to you. You know, it would be cool if I was blindfolded.
I wasn't even going to suggest that.
Even better.
I wasn't even going to suggest that.
That would be cool.
Oh, we can do the Stooges routine.
I sent you a photo of me doing archery, and I also sent you a photograph of falconry. You know what that is?
Falconry.
Falconry. Where you've seen where people put the big leather glove on their arm, and sometimes it's an eagle. Sometimes these giant birds of prey.
Yeah.
They're trained to land on your arm, and we also did that. We did falconry.
Oh, were you okay? They land on your arm.
Yeah, I thought you would enjoy seeing that.
A falcon or something.
Yeah, mine was a buzzard. It was
a buzzard.
It was a buzzard. I don't know.
Did it land on your arm?
Yeah.
Did you feed it?
Yes, I had. They put a little bait in your between your.
Oh, that's why they go for
index finger and thumb.
That's why they go for it.
That's why they land on your arm so they could eat the bait that's there.
The buzzard has landed.
The buzzard.
The forecast for
maybe we'll do that too. If I can find a buzzard in the next couple of weeks,
can I read the weather forecast?
Well, he might be circling over Schwanee. You never know.
Yes, after the shooting.
We'll do that after the archery. Right.
Occasional rain today, windy, cloudy skies, high in the 50s. Cloudy overnight, clearing in the early morning hours, lows in the 40s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, highs in the 50s. Cloudy and 51 at O'Hare. It's also 51 at Midway, 50 along the lake. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Radio Newsroom, counting my days, but ready to join the conversation whenever a story changes.
Drink this water.
It's on me. I'm here to join the conversation whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the bandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
I had forgotten how many great songs the group Queen had out from when they started in the mid-70s till they finally kind of broke up, split off, went on their own ways. Freddie Mercury dies. What an amazing music collection that they have left us. What a legacy. You will see it all in this new movie that's coming out next week.
Mamma mia.
Called Bohemian Rhapsody, that stars Rami Malek, you know, from Mr. Robot, probably best known for Mr. Robot. He is absolutely amazing playing Freddie Mercury in this movie. It'll bring back a million memories. You'll be able to sing along with every song. If you grew up with this music, and I think probably most of us have. But it talks about his personal life. It talks about his struggles with his own sexual orientation. It talks about him becoming HIV positive and dealing with what was a death sentence in those days with becoming HIV positive, something that ultimately took his life. So there is that tragic side of this movie as well, but performances, unbelievable, especially Queen's famous Live Aid performance that they did with the Live Aid benefit concert. Absolutely stunning. About a week ago, I'm going to say right about this time, a week ago, we went to London to interview the cast and sat down with Rami Malek and all the other actors that are featured in the movie. Had great conversations. We'll share those with you next week. We also went to Carnaby Street. They did, the famous legendary Carnaby Street, where I guess, people know is where the British invasion pretty much was centered back in the 1960s, which is a, huge touristy area right now. But they did a lighting of displays of the career of the group Queen all up and down Carnaby Street. And at a given moment on the stage, the cast of the movie, along with the two remaining members of the group Queen, pushed a button, lit up the street. Confetti went flying. It was, like New Year's Eve in Times Square. It was amazing to see all that. I've got all the pictures up on my website, on my social media. On Facebook, Dean Richards WGN. On Twitter, it's at Dean Richards. On Instagram, it's WGN Dean, just so we can make it as confusing as possible and not have everything the same name. Good luck finding it, but it's there if you're interested in seeing it. We've got some videos of the whole thing as well. A quick check break first, and then meteorologist Mike Hamernick is the man of the hour, going to give us the update on today's forecast and what next week looks like. Next, Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN.
Today, the best Bears postgame. And then the best Bears postgame with Sunday Night Hockey from the United Center. First, at the final whistle, the guys break down Bears-Jets.
Give me an answer.
It's all taken down.
That border's criminal to me.
Campo being cause. Sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. And right afterward, the Blackhawks wrap up the weekend at the United Center against the Edmonton Oilers. Chris Bowden has the pregame post-postgame at 4:30.
Okay, that got a little out of control.
The Bears Conversation and Blackhawks Radio. Today on 720 WGN.
This is the required weekly test of the emergency alert system. This has been a test of the emergency alert system on 720 WGN Chicago.
How many cops does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know.
None. The bulb turns itself in.
How many telemarketers does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
One. But they have to do it while you're eating dinner.
How many people can sit on the illumination sofa from Penny Mustard without leaning into one another?
I don't get it.
Because this sofa is no joke.
It's seriously awesome.
With thousands of fabric options and hundreds of leather options.
And thanks to its individual seat springs, you can sit without leaning into the person next to you.
Just the right fit for even the smallest of studio apartments.
Pair it with a matching ottoman for a full lounging experience.
It's the hippest sofa around.
Speaking of, how did the hipster burn his hand?
I don't know.
He changed the light bulb before it was cool.
The Illumination Sofa, starting at just $18.58 at Penny Mustard.
Five locations throughout Chicagoland.
PennyMustard.com.
Better versions of what people want.
Penny Mustard, where is she?
At MB Financial Bank, we have an understanding that no one knows your business better than you.
You know flakers from breakers and shredders from grinders. Why the horizontal slicer is just as important as the thermal oil fryer. And why automated case packing is the only way to get your food packaged, retail ready, the right way. You get it. MB gets that. Because we understand you need every part of your business working for you. MB Financial Bank. MB means business. Member FDIC.
The Joint Relief Institute is the place to go for knee pain. This is John Williams. Did you hear they've got a new location? They do. It's the ankle. Hey, I'm just kidding there. The Joint Relief Institute does have a new location. It's in Oak Brook now, too. To make an appointment, it's the same phone number or address, jointreliefinstitute.com, or call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain. At both locations, they use digital imaging to see where your knee is in trouble, and then they gently place a lubricant into that spot. It's outpatient, quick, really, pain-free, non-surgical, and I'll bet your insurance is going to pay for it. You've been paying for it already, limping and wincing with that knee pain of yours. Give it a shot. No pun intended. And check out the Joint Relief Institute in Orland Park and now in Oak Brook. Call right now, 708-888-0000, or go to jointreliefinstitute.com. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
It's 10:19. This is Dean Richards. Sunday morning at WGN. Get a check of what the day is going to look like and if it's going to get any better for the rest of the week. For that, we go to meteorologist Mike Hamernick at the WGN Weather Center. Mike, good morning from underneath that umbrella of yours.
Yeah, good morning, Dean. It's one of those days where, you know, they say that wait 5 minutes for the weather to change. That's good. It's going to be one of those days. We've already seen it this morning. We started out with rain this morning. Switched over to the rain ended, saw some peaks of sunshine. Some areas saw a good deal of sunshine. Now the clouds are back, and before the afternoon's over with, so will the rain, some scattered rain showers. So it's going to be one of those days, a variable weather day here in Chicago. I guess the best news I have, for if you're going to the Bears game or have something planned outside, a lot of outdoor Halloween activities this afternoon. It's not going to rain all afternoon long, but plan for an hour or two of showers later on this afternoon returning. But it's pretty dry out there right now, except for some of the west and northwest suburbs where the rain has already returned.
Talking about trick-or-treating, you know what I noticed this year more than I have ever seen in the past? Pet Halloween costumes.
Ah, yes.
I ran into...
I've seen that, too.
I don't know if I... I mean, I was near driving someplace yesterday near, like, a Chicago Park District park. And I think they must have been having like a pet Halloween costume contest because there were hundreds of dogs in adorable, ridiculous costumes.
Yeah, I'll bet.
One of the dogs looked at me like, please take me out of here. Please get this thing off of me.
Some of the dogs, I don't seem like they mind. Others, it's just like they look miserable.
Oh, they look so miserable. They do.
Yeah, they do.
But then I started to notice, just in doing errands and going to the store, and people are dressing up their pets more than ever before.
Yeah, yeah. Cats, bunnies.
Right.
Horses. I saw a horse.
Oh, don't dress up your horse. Magnificent animal like that, and you put bunny ears on them. Come on.
Yeah.
No horse wants to have bunny ears on them. The rest of the week, what are we looking at?
Well, for Halloween itself, I think we're okay. We've got tomorrow, probably the nicest day of the week tomorrow. Sunshine's going to be back. The storm system is bringing the rain today. It's passing to our north. It's going to stir up a lot of wind this afternoon, too. There's a lot of wind today. Gusts around 40 to 45 miles per hour. The wind is gone tomorrow. Sun returns. Nice day. Temperatures warming up to around 55. Probably the nicest day of the week tomorrow, Monday. Rain is back on Tuesday. Exits on Wednesday. So I think Halloween itself is looking okay. Mainly dry. There's going to be a storm to our south. I'm a little bit worried about, but right now all indications are it'll stay to our south.
But chilly, though?
50s. We're talking 50s. Low to mid-50s, and by evening, mid to upper 40s. So not real cold, no. It's right now looking like one of the better Halloweens, as long as that rain stays to our south, and right now it will. But I'm still a little nervous about that storm.
Always makes me sad when you see kids running around in their Halloween costumes, and they're so so happy and so exuberant. Clearly they've been eating Halloween candy, and they're all cut up on sugar.
and they're so excited, and then they have to put a big parka coat on top of their princess, you know, costume or
right,
you know,
Spider-Man.
Right. there's Spider-Man in a parka and a hat.
Yeah, I think we're okay. We're definitely not going to be cold, but the one thing I'm slightly worried about is a little bit of rain, but right now, as I said, all indications that rain should stay downstate and hold off until probably late at night. So for most of Halloween, we're okay, and we're talking 50s. That's not bad. Low to mid-50s. And then the rain returns on Thursday. The rain threat ramps up again on Thursday, and back to the 40s. 40s for highs on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So cool end of the week. Nicest day tomorrow. And Halloween, not bad. Not bad with quite a bit of rain on Tuesday. We could see some decent downpours on Tuesday as far as rain is concerned. But we did it right. Probably one of the two driest days of the week are going to be Monday and Wednesday. And so that's looking pretty good as far as Halloween's concerned.
Apparently, my opinion of costumes on pets are not shared by many of our listeners.
Oh, really? Oh, well.
Apparently, people like dressing up there.
They do. They really enjoy, they get into it. And that's a market we missed out on. We should have gotten in the pet costume market before it boomed.
Huh? I don't have a dog right now, but I've had dogs all my life. I never dressed my dog up ever. One time. Excuse me. One time somebody gave me a pair of little boots to put on my dog.
Oh, boy.
You know, and I thought, well, okay, this might make sense because, you know, they say that, you know, the salt that you put out on the ice and the snow gets in the dog's pads on their paws. So I thought, okay, well, I'll put the pads on her feet. This was my German Shepherd, Lucy. So I have this big old German Shepherd with these little red boots on. And I felt a little embarrassed to take her outside. She was slipping and sliding everywhere these stupid boots on. And we got back into the house, and she had already eaten one of the boots.
Well, I guess that answers that, huh?
Yeah, so my dog agreed with me. Don't dress me up, even if it's salty and cold outside.
Yeah, it's tough.
A lot of you enjoy doing it, I guess.
I'm on the fence with the boots and the salt, because that does help. But it seems like it helps some dogs and doesn't help others. They just kind of slide around and they don't like it. But
the, you know, the bunny, for some reason, a lot of bunny costumes, a lot of costumes on dogs that, you know, it sort of goes over their head and hangs over their chest area. You know what I'm talking about? Like in the front?
Yeah, yeah.
And it looks like a person. So you see the dog's face and, like, little arms, and, you know, it looks like a
you
person.
Know, Instagram and Snapchat, too, they've got these filters for your pets now, too, that dresses them up without having to dress them up. So maybe do that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, I've heard a lot of pets whisper to me, "Get me out of here." I get whatever you want.
The expression on their faces sometimes says it all, you know?
Exactly. Okay. Thank you, Mike.
All right, Dean. Stay dry out there today.
There's our forecast from the WGN Weather Center. A quick break and we'll update news. And coming up next, Broadway legend Betty Buckley talks about her career, talks about starring in Hello, Dolly! That's in Chicago right now. It's all next for you on WGN. Hello, Dolly! Is one of the classic musicals of all time. The list goes on and on and on of legendary actresses who have played Dolly in this wonderful, lovely story. Most recently, last April, Bette Midler brought back a revival of the show on Broadway, and the show has now hit the road and is here in Chicago with Broadway legend Betty Buckley in the lead role. And she is so great. And this production is so great. It's just so much fun going to see an old-fashioned, hold-nothing-back, Broadway-style musical. They do such a good job staging it here in Chicago. And Betty Buckley, really, this whole cast is quite amazing. But Betty Buckley is a standout, and we were delighted that we were able to spend a little time with Betty to talk about the show and some of her great roles that she has played through the years, including the original Grisabella and Cats. Here is Betty Buckley.
I'm sure many people who play Grisabella now in Cats get this very same question. What's it like
to, you know, to play a role that has been played by some of the greatest legends ever on stage.
Yeah.
Some of the greatest voices ever on stage in film. And, you know, and now is it, it's got to be a creative challenge.
Yeah.
Is it also a little intimidating?
Totally. It was daunting. And it was one of the, you know, when my agent called me, I had been on the Preacher set in New Orleans for the AMC TV show Preacher. Mm. And did this great part, you know, of this evil Cajun sorceress. And I was thrilled to play this with all these incredible actors and the producer, Sam Catlin. And I was just ecstatic because it was like my thing, you know, to play someone dark and sinister and complicated psychologically, because that's what I like to do, yeah. You know. And I studied for years to learn how to do that. And so when he called a week later and said, Scott Rudin called and they want you to take it on the road, Hello Dolly, I was like, what? You know, because I hadn't thought of me for that. Mm. And so I, especially after seeing Bette do it a year ago, I was just like, this is, she's, oh, you know, I just was enchanted by her. I thought it was like, yeah, I mean, I've been a fan her whole career, but I think it's one of the best things she's ever done, yeah. And among many great, great things. And I was just deeply touched by the show. I was weeping at the end. I turned to my brother, who was with me, Norman, who's a film director and a lovely, talented man. And I said, this may be the, one of the greatest pieces of musical theater I've ever seen. And they were laughing at me. You know, when she makes her walk down the passerelle at the end, yeah. You know, everybody's like trying to touch her.
Yeah.
I'm on the second row and I'm trying to touch her. Just like one of the, you know, fangirls. And so I told my agent I had to think about it. And of course, I thought about it for about a second and called him back and said, of course, I'll do this. But yeah, it was daunting. But I've been through this before in Sunset Boulevard, you know, with the comparative diva thing of all the ladies that did Norma Desmond. And that's no fun, you know. But Jerry is just the opportunity to learn from him and to work with Lewis Stadlin and this incredible company who just, they're little bright spirits and their hearts are so big and their talents are so huge.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's a glorious experience to be a part of it.
When you say, you know, that you were so moved by Bette Midler's performance on Broadway and that production and how much it moved you, as, you know, somebody who has been part of some of the greatest shows in the history of theater as well.
Thank you.
How do you gauge that? What is it that makes Bette Midler great, or any performance so great,
well,
or shows so great? Because I'm sure you must look at it as a different standard than, you know, some of the rest of us do.
Well, it's these, you know, the essence of theater is connecting hearts. You know, it's like that's our job. It's, I've always thought of theater as a kind of They have a certain kind of cathedral quality to them, especially these theaters we're playing, like the Oriental. It's like a cathedral.
It's
so beautiful.
Right.
We walked in there for our sound check yesterday, and I was just like, gee, mini crickets, this is just so great. And every theater we played so far, we checked in Utica and did a couple of previews. Absolutely beautiful. They all look like the homes of Norma Desmond to me. I walk in and I'm like, oh my God.
I'm ready for my close-up.
Yes, they're just sumptuously beautiful.
Yeah.
And our second theater was in Cleveland at Playhouse Square. The O'Connor, I think is what it was called. Incredibly beautiful. And they're what I think theaters are supposed to be. They're supposed to inspire that kind of awe. And then you go in there and, you know, the lights go down and then the show is presented, or the play or the story. And ideally done by a group of people whose essential communication to the audience is, you're in good hands, relax, come with us. And then we present a story and the audience members free associate in that relationship to the story of their own personal experience. That's how it's meant to be.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the healing arts. The theater started in that, the history of, if you study, I'm sure you have, the history of theater, that's how it began. And so that's what the show did for me, and the opportunity to bring that to across our country in these beautiful lovely theaters.
Palaces,
you know?
Palaces are great. Yeah. What does Chicago mean to you?
I love Chicago.
I've enjoyed you here so many
Thank
times.
Thank you so much.
And,
Thank you.
It must have a special place in your heart.
Oh, I love the city. I think it's great. I mean, I love the atmosphere. I love where I'm staying, and I love the shopping. It's like amazing.
Girl has her priorities.
Yes, yes. And I mean, it has everything, and the restaurants, and the walk down the lake. Yeah. You know, and I'm traveling with my dogs, so that'll be really nice. Yeah. And
I was a little disappointed that they weren't here today.
Oh, they're here. They're
Are they in the next room?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Good. Memorable shows that you did here?
I remember some concerts, and I also a couple of workshops I taught here were really fulfilling for me.
Ravinia?
I love Ravinia.
Yeah.
I'd love to go back there. It's like such a beautiful venue, and yeah. We've had some great times there.
Yeah, hopefully she'll appear there again. More with Betty Buckley in just a minute, remembering Cats. And a real surprise. I asked her, tell me something that would surprise you. And she had a fantastic response to that. That's all coming up as we continue our Week in Theater segment with Broadway legend Betty Buckley, next on WGN. From the 1983 Tony Awards, Tony Award winner Betty Buckley as Grisabella in the classic musical Cats. A real defining role. She was the original Grisabella in Cats. Betty is now in Chicago in the title role of Hello, Dolly. That's here until November 17th at the Oriental Theater. That is one of the things that we talked about with Betty Buckley. Is there a day that goes by where somebody doesn't talk to you about Cats? Even though, I mean, it's, you know, a few years ago, but it was so, like you're talking about, it was so transformative and so unlike anything anyone had ever seen.
Yeah.
And you were really the signature moment.
Thank you.
You know,
thank
of,
you very much.
Of all of that. Thanks. Is that still something that people talk to you about?
Yeah, sure. And I'm very grateful. You know, like, I never... It's so cool. People say that Memory is my signature song, you know, and I never thought I'd have a signature song. I mean, it's a gift to have a signature song.
Right.
And so many great ladies have done it, you know, for some people to think that that it's my signature song makes me feel really
I would
great.
Many have sung it, but I would argue like you have sung it. I
mean, thank you so much.
It really was quite special.
It was quite a process to learn how to do it. And it was talk about transformation, that whole experience of learning how to sing Memory and touch audiences that way was one of my great life experiences, one of my great life lessons. And I really feel to this day that Grisabella is one of my great teachers. And I call her my soulmate. And you know, I've been singing her song for all these years since 1982. And a year and a half in the show and then in concert. And she, every time I sing it, I learn something, you know, I glean some kind of insight from her experience. As soon as I hear the opening chords of the song, I just go to that place where she resides,
wow.
You know, which is a very specific realm. And she's still there and she's, you know, one of my life partners, one of my, you know, soulmates.
Wow.
And she, as I grow and change through the years, you know, I learn more about what she was trying to say.
Chicago's own Jennifer Hudson is going to be Grisabella in the movie version that they're going to be making, and lots of other big names.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you feel about a movie? Isn't it amazing that a movie hasn't been made after all these years in the first place? But how do you feel about a movie version of this now coming out?
I think it's nice. I'm excited that Judi Dench is going to be in it. And Idris Elba, he's like so amazing.
Yeah.
And I love Taylor Swift. And of course, Jennifer Hudson is one of the greatest voices of all time. So I'm thrilled that Grisabella is going to be in her hands. I think it'll be awesome.
Yeah. What would surprise us about
Betty Buckley. I interviewed Snoop Dogg the other day.
Snoop Dogg.
And was, you know, surprised to learn what a great cook he is.
Oh, really?
And, like, really prolific in the kitchen. And I don't know why I thought, I would have never thought that about him.
Oh,
but,
that's funny.
But I was surprised that he was. Is there something that you like to do, a hobby?
Well, I live on a ranch, and I have horses. And I moved there the year following 9/11. You know, I was in New York, and, you know, 9/11 was a transformative experience for everyone, right, all over the world. But I became obsessed in the months following that, in the kind of pointless grief, you know, not pointless grief, but pointless feeling, and this kind of apathy after, you know, being in a city that experienced that tragedy, the huge tragedy that was that experience. And all I could think about was getting my cutting horse, because it was a dream I'd had since I was 12. And it's a sport, an equine sport, where the horse and the rider are like a kind of a dance team, and it's an amazingly beautiful sport. And the horse has to think for himself. They're like highly, highly trained, brilliant, competitive animals. And so I'd always wanted to ride a cutting horse, and I'd always wanted to compete and do that. And I thought, God, I'm 55 years old. I better get on with this, because who knows? When you have that kind of life-searing awareness of what could happen, you know. So I set about finding a trainer and finding my first cutting horse teacher and horse. And so I commuted for a few months and then started traveling with the trainer and his wife to all these wonderful cutting horse competitions. And I was having more fun than I've ever had in my life, I think, except in theater.
Yeah.
And I quickly thought, okay, I need to live where my horse lives. So I just randomly one night made this decision, put my apartment, my beautiful New York Upper West Side apartment co-op on the market. The next day, people were like, what are you doing? I'm like, I gotta go. And I bought this beautiful ranch and moved there, and I would ride my horse around my ranch, and I was like, never was a horse so well loved. I built this fence for you. I built this barn for you, you know. And
wow.
It's a beautiful little place. And I mean, in Texas, it's only 35 acres, but in Texas, if you have less than 100 acres, you know, you don't even call it a ranch. It's like a ranchette, you know.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dean. It's a pleasure talking to you.
It's so nice to talk to you. Thank you for all of your music.
Are you coming to the show tonight?
I am coming to the show.
Good. I'm so excited.
I absolutely am.
I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, and boy, did I ever enjoy the show, and boy, did I ever enjoy sitting down with the great Betty Buckley. Some of you on our text line remembering her from the TV series, Eight is Enough. She was the second mom on Eight is Enough. She is in Preacher, very dark, kind of mysterious role that she plays in Preacher. What a range, what a career, what a lovely, lovely person. And boy, is she great. And hello, Dolly, highly recommending. Coming up, we will be continuing with more A-list interviews. One, Mr. Gerard Butler. One, Ms. Melissa McCarthy, all coming up after a check of WGN News on the station with the sounds that matter, the top 5 at 5 from the Ro Khan Show with Anna DeVlantes, weekday afternoons at 7:20 on WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. The news is sponsored by TreeTime.com. With the latest, here's Dave Schwann.
We have cloudy skies, 51 at O'Hare. Federal authorities have provided an update on the massacre inside the synagogue in Pittsburgh yesterday. More from ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Robert Bowers is expected to make his first appearance before a federal magistrate Monday afternoon. He's in the hospital now under guard, and it's possible the initial appearance could be conducted bedside. Bowers faces 29 federal hate crimes charges that make him eligible for the death penalty. There are shell casings everywhere in the bloodstained synagogue. Bodies were found in 3 different locations. The FBI said it could take a week to process what's been called a large, complex crime scene.
There will be another vigil in Pittsburgh today, and later today here in Chicago, a vigil will be held at Federal Plaza at Adams and Dearborn downtown. That will begin at 5:30.
Can't have enough vigils. We can't have enough reminders. We can't have more expressions of sorrow, grief, and absolute outrage that stuff like this keeps happening.
And the fact that
they have released the names, as you mentioned earlier, and we reported a half hour ago, the oldest person in their 90s couples that were murdered.
97-year-old woman, she goes to temple.
Yeah.
She goes to her house of worship and is murdered.
Yeah.
A couple, a married couple in their 80s, go to their house of worship and are murdered.
And at a baby naming ceremony. This was a baby naming ceremony that was going to take place at this synagogue. The area in which this synagogue is placed in Pittsburgh is known as the Squirrel Hill area, a large Jewish community in that area. They said a third of the Jewish community in Pittsburgh is in that area itself. So it's been very, very well established for a long time in the Pittsburgh area. So
sickening.
The Tree of Life Synagogue has been a mainstay in that
area. It's sickening when we hear stories like this. Isn't the first time that a house of worship has been shot up.
No.
But sickening that this is such a rampant form of hate, of anti-Semitism and hate, that this senseless act of violence, that somebody felt so enabled, they felt validated that this was the right thing to do, is sickening.
And not just one gun, but several.
Ugh.
Pistols and an AK-47 or an assault rifle that he was carrying with him.
You know what's so great is that we have lawmakers who are so busy working to try to solve these problems.
Well, of course, this issue will be coming up once again.
Good.
For sure,
in the election. I hope so.
You know, and as you mentioned, other houses of worship, we were on the air, what was it, a year or so ago when we had the shootings, 20-some people killed in a church in the South on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, but wasn't there like a sect temple in, was it Milwaukee?
Yes.
In Wisconsin?
Yes, it was in the Milwaukee area.
Houses of
That's
worship.
That's been several years ago.
Houses of worships and schools.
Yeah.
Where these shootings are taking place.
Right.
I mean, crazy people that are doing it, but that, you know, I don't know how you say that availability of guns isn't an issue with this. I don't know how you say that mental illness is not a part of this. I don't know how you say that the complete lack of action on the part of our political leaders is part of this. We do nothing. You know, we shrug our shoulders and we say, oh, this is terrible that it happened. And then we do nothing.
One of the other things that they look
elections at. Elections coming up, everybody. Elections are coming up.
A week from Tuesday. One of the other things that they look at in every instance like this is social media. And this person, Robert Bowers, who's now been charged, facing 29 counts, by the way, was posting on a lot of these websites that promote this type of activity.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's been a consistent feature with these people that have been charged with such crimes.
Yeah, the pipe bombing dude. What a week.
It has been a very, very sobering week, that's for sure.
You ask me why I say,
yes, now we know. A cluster of Legionnaires' disease in Chicago and also the suburbs in Lake and McHenry counties is being investigated by the Illinois Public Health Department. One involved residents at a South Loop nursing home, another at a Walmart store in Johnsburg, and authorities say both are not connected. WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Cloudy and overcast, both the forecast for today's Bear game against the Jets and the way the team has played the last couple of weeks. And the clouds got a little bit darker today with news that Khalil Mack will be inactive and will not play in the game today, missing his first game in his NFL career. Allen Robinson also inactive today. Hamp Obi and Kaz will break it all down for you on our postgame show coverage starting at 3 o'clock here on WGN and WGNradio.com. NFL game is going on in London right now. Sorry, I had to go and refresh the scoreboard there. The Eagles lead the Jacksonville Jaguars 24-18 in about 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Blackhawks lace up the skates again tonight in the second of back-to-back games. They'll be at home taking on Edmonton. Early pregame today, Chris Bowden at 4:30, and then the faceoff with John and Troy at 5 o'clock here on WGN and WGNradio.com. World Series can finish up tonight with a Boston victory. The Red Sox lead the Dodgers 3-1. That's heading into Game 5 at the Dodger Stadium today as Clayton Kershaw starts for Los Angeles against Boston's David Price. Bulls will be off until tomorrow. They'll host Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. That'll be at the UC. And according to several reports, the Cleveland Cavaliers have fired head coach Tyronn Lue after an 0-6 start to the season. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic on the Kennedy. Over a half hour now from O'Hare into downtown. The Eisenhower, over a half hour as well from Route 390 on into the old post office area. 20 minutes in from Mannheim. On the Stevenson, stop-and-go traffic between I-55 and Lakeshore Drive. Due to incoming traffic for the Bears game today, which starts at noon, and also slow on the Ryan, about a 20-minute trip now from 95th into downtown. We still have a problem at Cermak and Wentworth, an earlier accident there still causing some delays. And with all of the activity going on today, we want you to know that the Splains between Roosevelt and Harrison is closed for the Maxwell Street Market today. I repeat. Displains between Roosevelt and Harrison.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Oh.
Displains between Roosevelt and Harrison closed for the Maxwell Street Market. I could see that.
I was distracted.
I could see that.
I like to listen to NPR on Sunday morning.
I thought you were online searching for the latest in tube socks.
They had a particularly interesting...
No, he's looking for archery equipment.
Oh, that's even better. You're right.
NPR is doing a special on this life of a beetle. And I don't mean musical group. They're doing a fascinating series on insects.
Got your undivided attention.
Yeah, sorry. What were you saying?
I was saying that displays between Roosevelt and Harrison closed today for the Maxwell Street Market.
Yeah, that's about as interesting as the thing on NPR.
The life of a beetle.
Yeah.
For personalized traffic on demand.
All insects considered.
All, is the Beatles' name John, Paul, George, or Ringo?
No, I told you it has nothing to do with that.
For personalized traffic
Stop
on demand,
me.
Get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg.
You don't expect me to stay awake listening to this show, do you?
It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. If I can get through this. Occasional rain throughout
the day.
That
Shemp snoring
today.
Gets Joanie every time.
Windy,
I want to make him laugh. 50s. All I have to do is my Shemp snoring.
Did you see my reply to your email?
Beep, 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 beep.
Did you see my reply to your email?
Yes, I did.
All right.
We'll talk about that in a second. You should start with the weather over again because I don't think anybody heard you.
It is now 11:15. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center.
Yes.
Occasional rain today, cloudy and windy, high in the 50s. Cloudy tonight, clearing in the early morning hours, low in the 40s. Partly sunny tomorrow, high in the 50s. 51 at O'Hare, 51 at Midway, 50 along the lakefront.
I like how Andy's gotten into this.
I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Newsroom. And, ready to join the conversation whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
So what'd you think of the picture that I sent you?
I thought it was awesome.
These pictures.
I love the picture of the bird.
These are pictures and not just private, like no one can see. If you go on Facebook,
private.
Twitter, or Instagram, these very same pictures. But I didn't know if Schwanee had seen them or not, so I sent him a picture of when I was in Edinburgh, Scotland, last week. And, you know, we did interviews with Chris Pine for his new movie, Outlaw King, which is great. We did some archery and falconry while we were there. And I thought that Schwanee would enjoy seeing. Wasn't that cool with the buzzard flying on my arms?
It was. Also, the other picture, apparently after you had shot the arrow.
Right. There's one.
Arms in the air.
Right. There's one of me shooting and then
celebratory
after I got the bullseye.
A celebratory.
Yeah. So doesn't that make you feel better now? When we do on November 11th, we're doing our annual program at Tree Time Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington. And I thought, since I discovered that I have this inclination toward archery, that it would be really fun, that everybody would enjoy and never forget for the rest of their lives.
I certainly won't.
Putting an apple on Schwanee's head at Tree Time, and then I'll shoot it off with
the
bow and arrow.
That may be the last memory I have.
Schwani did come in here and ask if he could use a very big apple, and I said, why not a watermelon?
Or a pumpkin.
Yeah.
I feel a little better about that.
I don't know why. I'm very good at this. You doubt me? You have little faith?
Well, given, I think you had beginner's luck. That's what you had. That's what it was. Beginner's luck.
I could go practice a little more if it'll make you feel more comfortable.
Where'd you say this range was, Andy?
I think over by Belmont Harbor.
Yeah, I've been there. Chicago Archery Club. I've been there.
Oh, now you're going to be an archery guy.
Oh, this is fantastic. I can't wait. When I get my Robin Hood suit, that'll complete this. Totally complete the whole look. But so, yeah, this is going to be November the 11th. We'll all be there, all of us. Producer Tom Hush will be there as well. Jim Toronto is going to come and join us. Elton Jim, who is...
Is he going to be the referee for this?
Well, you know, we could put the apple on his head.
Oh! No! That's a horse.
Now we're onto something. Will this be after the Elton John show at the United Center?
Well, or? those are over with now.
Okay. Oh, so that's done.
Well, it was Friday and Saturday, and then Elton John will be back February 15th and 16th.
Okay.
So Elton Jim he's got nothing to do between now and then.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Except recover.
I think he would enjoy if I put an apple on his head and shot it with an arrow. Maybe we'll... Someone's getting shot with an arrow. I mean, an apple on their head. I am shooting an arrow at somebody.
Oops. That was a little bit of a slip up.
That was a little Freudian, slip. But, yeah, somebody is going to hit that. Speaking of Elton John, by the way. Should acknowledge a couple of spectacular nights by all accounts. I didn't go. I've seen Elton John many times in concert, and unlike Elton Jim Toronto, I have no need to see 183 concerts. I think he might be like 184 now, because he went to both of the shows here in Chicago. Do you know that Elton John gave him a shout-out in New York?
I'd heard about that.
Tom, can you see if you can find that audio? I think we have it someplace. But Elton John in New York at Madison Square Garden is doing his concert. He apparently gets a glimpse of Jim Toronto, Elton Jim, in the audience, and gives him a big thank you and a big shout out for being such a loyal fan for so many years. You know, Jim. Of course, Jim's on cloud nine. Elton was at the United Center. Do we have it? Yeah, go right ahead.
There's so many people that are here tonight who are my friends. There's one person I want to dedicate this song to because I've been talking about you guys. This guy from Chicago has been to so many shows. He's one of the loyalest fans of the world. I've never dedicated this song to him, but tonight I'm dedicating this to Jim Toronto. This is you, baby.
How about that? Gets a name shout-out from Elton John. In New York City, of all places, at Madison Square Garden. So, you know, from everything that I've been hearing from friends that were there, from what I've been able to read on social media, people just had such a good time at the shows this past Friday. And last night was his, you know, it's the Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, you know, farewell tour, because he's, you know, he's not really retiring. He's not just going to be doing regular concerts anymore. Apparently he'll do them once in a while, but this is, you know, people are considering this as farewell tour and wanting to see him before he quote goes away. He's going to be back in February 15th and 16th at the Allstate Arena. So if you missed it this time, if you want to see Elton, there are two more opportunities to see this. I was talking with Elton Jim about this the other day, and we got into like a friendly argument off the air. I don't think we talked. Well, I think we did talk about this on the air now that I think of it. He obviously worships Elton John. Respect that. I like Elton John. I don't worship him the same way that Elton Jim does. But he makes the contention that Elton John is the same stature of legendary as Frank Sinatra or Michael Jackson. And I said, well, I completely disagree with that. I like Elton John, but I don't put him in that same stratosphere as Elvis, as Michael Jackson, as Frank Sinatra. I think really those three are in there, and I don't know that anyone else should be in there. So let me open this up to all of you, 312-981-7200. Is Elton John in that same legendary status as Sinatra, Presley, Michael Jackson? I don't think so. I like him. He's great. He's had a ton of hits. No question about it. But I don't know why. I just don't put him there. We'll see how you feel about it. Does he belong there? And if not him, who do you think should be in that category? I've got Freddie Mercury on my mind this week because I saw that new Bohemian Rhapsody movie and loved it. I'm not sure I would put Freddie Mercury. I like Freddie Mercury a lot. I love the music of Queen. I wouldn't put them in that status either. I can't think of anybody else that would go into that category. 312-981-7200. When we come back, WGN.
It's your first check-in with the business day ahead.
Her organization celebrates play and innovation and puts on the largest public toy and game fair in North America. Chicago Toy and Game Group founder Mary Cousin is in our CEO's...
Elton John's had tons of hits. Lots of hits, for sure. Is he the same legendary status as Sinatra, Presley, Michael Jackson? 312-981-7200. This is Barbara. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Dean. I love you and Dave. You've got the best show on WGN.
Aren't you nice? Thank you. I'll have what she's drinking.
Orange juice. But there is, Elton John can't even come close to Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, I don't
know. He can't even come close. I loved Frank Sinatra. I loved his music, Elton John. I really don't care for it. With me, it's just Frank and Barbara Streisand.
Frank and Barbara Streisand, okay. Well, you clearly like a certain type of music. But, you know, I just think that the impact that Sinatra made, the impact, you know, of Presley, of Michael Jackson, not only great music, but, I mean, really, they, in many ways, changed pop culture in their day. You know, people changed the way they dressed and acted and talked and looked.
And, you know, I was never a fan of Elvis, not at all.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's just who I am. But yeah. Elton John, no, he don't belong in that category.
He doesn't
at
belong
all.
There. Okay, Barb, I appreciate your call, and I hope you have a great day today.
Thank you so much, and stay on the air, guy. I love your show.
All right, we're gonna do a marathon today. We won't leave the air at all. Just for you, Dan. Hi, you're on WGN.
Hi, Dean. How are you?
Good morning.
Morning. You know, I was thinking about this with Elvis and the. And Frank and such. Well, you know, I think that the one difference with Elton is that he's been around a long time. I saw him in the 70s the first time. And I think that the difference between him and the others is that when he's deceased and you can't hear him anymore, he'll be more iconic. Huh. And he'll be close to being in that category. I mean, he didn't change culture exactly, but I think his impact for, you know, for like 50 years almost is such that he's very close to being in that category. And when he's deceased, you may see that he's thought of that way.
And people will think of him in a different way after when he's
correct.
No longer here to perform. Yeah, you know what? Actually, now, well, is that the case? I think it certainly was the case with Michael Jackson, that he was elevated. Also, that he died young, relatively young and unexpected. Same with Elvis. Although, you know, I think Elvis made his mark really back in the 50s.
Yeah,
where they changed. Sure. They not only made music, but people dressed differently, spoke differently, acted differently. They shifted pop culture.
Sure,
their music and persona changed society.
Don't forget about Paul McCartney too.
I'm wondering. Should the Beatles also be in that? Legendary kind of status, because certainly the whole world changed when the Beatles hit. It's much Correct. More than music. Dan, I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Here's Robin. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, my fellow Greek person.
Opa!
Opa, to you. I am with Elton Jim. I believe he is just as great as the others.
Okay.
Don't forget, he was knighted by the Queen.
Well,
not anybody
true.
Becomes a knight.
That's very true. That's true. He is Sir Elton John. That's very true.
Very true is right.
Do you, do you think it's based on his music? Just strictly his music?
The person he is.
I mean, think of
Sugar Bear, what that stood for, the song that he wrote, because he really was engaged to a woman, but his friend saved him from, you know, a disastrous marriage to a woman, and he changed a lot of lives with coming out.
Right.
So
That's
I,
true.
You know, his words are just. To our generation, you know, I heard him first in the 70s. I was born in 55. So to our generation, I mean, his zaniness, like Liberace, the ability to wear anything and to pull it off, along with his talent. I mean, his piano playing is fabulous. I mean,
right.
That's just my opinion. So I think many more to go.
You know, now that you mentioned this, I think about the phenomenal charity work that Elton has done.
Absolutely.
More than most. I'm going to put that in the category. Maybe there is. I mean, you know, we're not all walking around in sequins and everything, but he did influence others. You know, I've got Freddie Mercury on my mind because of this new Bohemian Rhapsody movie that's coming out. You could see some Elton John in Freddie Mercury of, you know, the style. I'll bet that he had some influence on Freddie Mercury.
He had a lot of influence on a lot of people in many different ways, but I just think he was great. And just my opinion, so you have many more to go, so I'll get off and I'll listen now.
Robin, I appreciate that you called. Actually, we're going to break for the news after we take a quick break. WGN.
Today, the best Bears postgame, and then the best Bears postgame with Sunday Night Hockey from the United Center. First, at the final whistle, the guys break down Bears-Jets.
Give me an answer.
It's all taken down.
That border's criminal to me.
Campo being cause. Sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Right afterward, the Blackhawks wrap up the weekend at the United Center against the Edmonton Oilers. Chris Bowden has the pregame postgame at 4:30.
Okay, that got a little out of control.
The Bears Conversation and Blackhawks Radio. Today on 720 WGN.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Stock up and save this fall at your neighborhood Ace. When you're taking care of the everyday projects around your house, Ace is your one-stop shop to find exactly what you're looking for. Get great deals now through October 29th, like buy one, get one free on select LED light bulbs, buy one, get one free on Ace basic house keys, and buy two, get one free on Ace furnace filters. Only at your local Ace, the helpful place. Offers valid at participating stores. Exclusions and limits may apply. See store for details.
One party rule destroyed Illinois. Higher taxes, crushing debt, corruption run amok. We can't let Lisa Dugan give Madigan and Pritzker a blank check. The Chicago Machine's backing Dugan because Dugan does their dirty work. Lindsay Parkhurst sure doesn't.
Mike Madigan thinks Chicago is the center of the universe. You and I know it's not. I'm Lindsay Parkhurst. I won't let the Chicago Machine run roughshod over our communities.
Parkhurst works for us.
Paid for by Citizens for Parkhurst.
This winter, gather your family around the original social networking device, your fireplace. Get your fireplace ready now. Go with the industry's trusted leader, Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace. Go to cleanfireplace.com.
Grandma Elizabeth, what's a weathermaker?
Colin, I think Grandpa Dick should answer that question.
Our family business is American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling. And we're the 60-minute men. When we get a call for no heat, we promise to be there in 60 minutes or give the customer a free $60 gift card for the repair. We never charge for travel to their home or overtime, and we're so confident of our work that we can offer a lifetime warranty on our repairs.
That's how I met your grandfather, Colin. I had no heat on the coldest night, and American Weathermakers came to my rescue fast. I loved the company so much, I married your grandfather.
That's right, and we offer the best prices on repairs and new heating and air conditioning equipment every day.
Now I get it. American Weathermakers makes indoor weather. When I grow up, I want to be a weathermaker, too.
American Weathermakers, we won't be comfortable until you are.
Call toll-free.
855-955-HVAC.
Or visit our website, AmericanWeatherMakers.com.
Interesting reactions of people saying who should belong in legendary music status. Shawnee, you're such a big music head. What do you think? Elton John? Does he same legendary status?
I think so.
Sinatra,
certainly,
Michael
certainly
Jackson.
Has been has staying power when you think about him, you know, coming into prominence, what, 45 years ago or something like
early,
that?
Yeah, 1970.
Now he's
right.
Still at it. Certainly the Beatles. Jimi Hendrix, despite his terribly short, tragic life.
Interesting. But, yeah, interesting.
I mean, I see so many people talking about his influence to this day. So I would include him if you just want to stay in the rock pop genre.
Yeah, people texting Nirvana, David Bowie, people saying the Beatles,
the whole group Nirvana or Kurt Cobain.
Well, they just said Nirvana.
Okay.
So I don't know how they intended it to be. A lot of people are saying that the Beatles definitely should be in that genre.
Yep.
I can definitely see that.
Yep.
Neil Diamond, Barry Manilow, Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett, sure.
People texting suggestions here.
Yeah. Jazz-wise, Miles Davis.
Jazz-wise, Miles Davis.
Yeah.
That's very true. He changed the genre of music, didn't he?
Yep.
I think he did.
In a lot of different ways, yeah. No, few people take music in a different direction, but he was one of them.
What about Prince?
Prince, maybe.
Yeah.
See, I would put Prince like in the same level of Elton John. Phenomenal, great songs. Did society change because of Prince?
Well, he did the film. You know, kind of like the Beatles. You know, the movies with the songs and that were made popular by the movie and the at that point the album.
Yeah. All right. Air Supply. Just checking to see if you're paying attention. News is next, sponsored by Green Tea Services. Here's Dave Schwann.
We continue to follow the situation and the events in Pittsburgh. A neighbor of the man charged in the Pittsburgh synagogue massacre said the suspect kept to himself, Chris Hall, as he never heard or saw anything to indicate that Robert Bowers harbored anti-Semitic views or posed a threat. Authorities say Bowers killed 8 men and 3 women inside the Tree of Life Synagogue yesterday. His neighbor Chris Hall said nothing stood out about him and also added the most terrifying thing is how normal he seemed. Police in Chicago are looking for a gunman who shot a man yesterday afternoon in the Loop. This happened at Wabash near Monroe. The victim was a 21-year-old man walking north on a sidewalk when another man pointed a gun at him and shot him in the arm. A cluster of Legionnaires' diseases in Chicago and Lake and McHenry counties are being investigated by the Illinois Department of Public Health. The department says one involved residents at a South Loop nursing home, another at a Walmart store in Johnsburg. The clusters are not connected. WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
No Khalil Mack for the Bears today. He has been ruled out with an ankle injury. This marks the first game he'll miss in his NFL career. Allen Robinson is also out for the Bears with a groin injury. Bears trying to snap a 2-game losing skid. They'll host the Jets in about 30 minutes. Bears will be wearing those 1940s-style throwback jerseys, or the ones with the orange numbers set on the dark navy jersey. Hap, OB, and Cause, a fashion report, and information about the game and the post-game wrap-up starting at 3 o'clock here on WGN. NFL game in London is over. Philadelphia beats Jacksonville 24-18. The Jaguars have now lost 4 straight games. No time to dwell on that disappointing loss to the Blues last night for the Blackhawks. They get right back into action today against the Oilers at the UC. Early game for you today. Chris Bowden has your pregame at 4:30. John and Troy, the call at 5 here on WGN and WGNradio.com. Patrick Kane will come in as the leading goal scorer in the NHL with 11. Baseball season could come to an end tonight. The Red Sox trying to close out the World Series against the Dodgers. Boston with a 3-1 lead in the series after their big win last night. Tonight in Game 5, a battle of left-handers, David Price against Clayton Kershaw, the game in L.A. Bulls are off until tomorrow night. They'll host the Golden State Warriors, and according to several reports, the Cleveland Cavaliers have fired head coach Tyronn Lue after an 0-6 start. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
Andy will be at our big Tree Time broadcast in 2 weeks, November 11th.
I will.
At Tree Time Christmas Creations. And, you know, we're trying to find special and memorable things to do at the broadcast. And this is what we were thinking about. What do you think about this? What's it called when the football players are practicing and they smash into that metal
The tackling dummy?
The tackling dummy.
Yeah.
Smash into Andy Mazur.
Wow.
Come to tree time, and we'll have Andy stand there, and people can tackle him, a la Chicago Bears.
Got to make sure that my health insurance is updated.
Now, it sounds to me like you're trying to
bump us off.
Pump us off.
Yeah. No, yes. I just think this would be fun.
Well, you think it'd be a lot of fun, I know. Just hope I don't get a hold of your arrows or your
smash
bow.
You want to smash into Andy.
Yeah. I have not come up with anything for me to do. Yeah, I'm going to be hosting.
We'll come up with something.
I've got some ideas now.
It's sort of my job to host and keep things moving here. Otherwise, I would also be participating.
Yeah, I was happy to gang up on Chwani with you, but now that you've made it personal.
I thought you were my friend.
Andy. I am. Come on. You think I'm going to let them do that?
Yeah.
You would.
We had a big production meeting this week because this show is all about preparation and planning.
If nothing else.
Oh, we start at 1:30 to plan next week.
Right. As you can tell by just listening to the show, this is nothing but meticulous planning on this show. We were saying that maybe we're not going to do the popular feature that we did last year, Know You're Nuts.
Mm.
No, you're nuts.
That's a shame.
We should do it.
Think so? I just feel like we've done it already.
We've done it already, and we need to move on.
Yeah.
Well, since you're talking about apples, we should do Know Your Apples.
Oh,
we were talking about apple cider.
How do you like them apples? We can call it How Do You Like Them Apples.
Nice.
Yeah. All the different varieties of apples out in the fall time.
What were you saying, Tom?
I was saying we could do plums. Know Your Plums.
Know Your Plums. Plums, peaches, pomegranates. So,
melons.
Yeah, I like the apples. I like the apples.
Somebody,
not on my head.
Somebody on the text line says that I'm inciting violence and that I'm worse than...
This is the
person's quote, I'm worse than Trump. What? Which I don't know how... First of all, I don't know how you don't get a joke, number one. But number two, to somehow tie this in with that is amazing. And I'm not inciting violence.
Just against me.
Andy encourages athletic achievement.
Yes. Athletic endeavors of all types.
Andy is a big fan of athletic endeavor. Right.
So smash into Andy.
With my massive 6'6"
right. Right. Archery. Archery is another.
It is an athletic endeavor.
That's a very, very ancient athletic
I took
endeavor.
An archery course in college.
Right.
I did.
Yeah. I believe it.
And they asked me to leave.
So. I believe that, too.
WGN traffic. As we move onward in this newscast, it's now 14 minutes to 12.
We've got another suggestion for the big tree time show. Name that pine cone.
Ooh.
Okay.
There are multiple types of pine cones?
That's what I was going to say.
There are. Shapes, sizes,
are there?
Different trees. I would certainly think there would be, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And just like there is different types of traffic, stop and go.
Now that transition.
Stop and go.
That's why Shawnee has won 4 Peabody Awards.
Stop and go traffic on the Kennedy, over a half hour, inbound on the Kennedy from O'Hare to downtown. Eisenhower, over a half hour from Route 390 on into the downtown area. And the Stevenson continues to be stop and go from I-55 and on into Lakeshore Drive as everybody gets ready for the Bears game, which gets underway in about 13 and a half minutes. The accident at Cermak and Wentworth has now been cleared. And for personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app, approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Cloudy today, occasional rain possible, high in the 50s. Cloudy overnight, but clearing in the early morning hours with lows in the 40s and partly sunny for tomorrow, high in the 50s. Temperatures dropping a little bit now. It's 48 at O'Hare. We did have 51, 50 now at Midway, and 49 along the lakefront. I'm Dave Schwann on the WGN Radio Newsroom. These are the stories that matter on 720 WGN.
Someone suggesting that we play... Name that pickle.
Okay.
I guess there are different kinds of pickles, right? I guess.
Sure. Dill pickles, sweet pickles, gherkins.
That could be a good contest.
That could be. Name the pickle.
Gherkins are pretty easy to...
Yeah, they are. I love sweet.
I love a good gherkin. Who doesn't love a good gherkin?
Yeah. And the, what are they, the butter pickles for hamburgers?
Yep.
What?
Schwani already wins.
I'm just saying, look how interesting a contest.
That's the food time segment.
We get some listeners involved. We put out a tray of different pickles. Although the radio audience, I want to make this so it makes sense for the radio audience also.
Well, the radio audience can't see an apple on my head, so we're not doing that.
They'll hear the screaming.
Probably won't be louder than mine.
So. Yeah, as they run into Andy. Yeah.
Oh, you're such babies. Whatever happens to,
says the man making the rules.
Whatever happened to, let's do anything for the good of the show.
Let's do anything for the good of the show. I'm in.
Whatever. You can very... The big show at Tree Time is November 11th. And all I can say is everything that we've said today, come and show up anyway. It'd be some fun. Time for our Dean's List A-List interviews. Talking with stars of the biggest movies that are out right now, and we've caught up with lots of them over the past couple of weeks, including one of Chicago's very own, Melissa McCarthy, the pride of Plainfield, as I like to call her, who is starring in her first full-scale drama. She is actually quite good in the movie Can You Ever Forgive Me? It's a story about a true story about a writer named Lee Israel, a rather unpleasant person whose greatest skill was forging letters. She would forge letters of very, very famous writers and then sell those forged letters to autograph collectors. Melissa is really quite good in this movie. I think Melissa's, better than the movie itself. You've seen movies where, individual parts of the movie outshine the whole production. The movie, I think, drags a little bit. But I still enjoy Melissa very much in this. And she talked with me in New York about a week ago about taking on a role which is very different from what we know her in, straight away comedy.
Is it more difficult, do you think, for someone who's known for comedy to make the switch than vice versa?
I mean, I can only speak for myself, but no. I mean, I've also spent so many years doing dramatic plays, and so to me, it's all just acting, and even the preparing. For me, going into a drama or a comedy is the exact same preparation. Yeah. I have to love the story, and I have to really feel a connection and love the character. And really, I just build from there, and I think the energy of the story and the tone of the character is always dictated, hopefully, by the script and whatever I kind of conjure. But, I mean, I think a drama in some ways is easier to do just because you don't have to worry about the subjective quality of jokes and what one person, 20 people in a room,
right.
Three love it, three hate it, two don't get it. Always the unknown quality. So there's this... not easy. Not saying that it's easy, but it's simplified to play drama.
Yeah. Well, this character Lee is such a multifaceted, interesting. I gotta say, I mean, when I came out of it, it's like that was such a juicy role. I know it sounds weird, but
no,
dimensional and funny and tragic and
flawed.
Everything.
And I think I always gravitate towards flawed characters. They're so much more interesting to me. I think it's our quirks and our eccentricities, and it's all the stuff that we shouldn't be that really make us either interesting or not like someone. It's never the gray area. Right. It's our highs and lows that I think attracts us or not. And certainly for Lee Israel, I just thought this caustic, prickly personality was so fascinating to me, and yet I had such compassion for her because I felt like to put up those defense mechanisms really is like, it's such an obvious thing of someone who's very insecure and not wanting to be hurt. And to play those two levels to kind of give her her full three-dimensional view was kind of the trick of it.
Right. The everyone's talking on the internet about the gift that you gave Ben for his birthday, the Jitterbug.
Which I didn't know people were.
It's everywhere. That when you Google Melissa McCarthy, it's everywhere.
It's just my Jitterbug, my lame Jitterbug gift.
It's so funny, though. Which it's like a really funny joke that you gave him a senior cell phone.
Yeah, I did. And he loves it. And then, for some reason, my kids are, like, horrified by it. They're like, not jitterbugs! And Ben and I are both like, oh, jitterbugs.
Yeah, Melissa gave her husband, who just turned 50 years old, one of those jitterbug phones that you see advertised on TV. And she's just gotten so much reaction to all of that. Her movie is called Can You Ever Forgive Me? It's in theaters now. Also open this weekend is the movie called Hunter Killer, that stars Gerard Butler. We'll hear from him coming up on WGN. New box office numbers are out. Not a surprise. Halloween remains the number one movie in America, despite some pretty heavy competition this week, including Gerard Butler's new movie, Hunter Killer, in which he plays the captain of an ill-fated sub that gets involved in a Russian coup.
Congratulations on this.
Thanks, Dean.
What is it about submarine movies that we love so much?
You know, they've been that incredible genre for literally 100 years. They've been making these movies, and it's just something about that kind of sun-deprived, cramped space, nerves-frayed, incredible claustrophobic confinement that works great for drama, you know, and the fear of what might happen. There's not a worse death than being in a submarine, and also the fact that it's all going down there, unseen, unspoken, you know, and they're having to make decisions, cut off from command. The pressure on these people is you can't even. So you feel that as an audience when you get.
I guess so, and because there have been so many submarine movies, you know, I went in with kind of a low expectation. It's like, well, what's Gerard going to do that Sean Connery didn't already show us?
Right.
But oh my gosh, you're like on the edge of your seat during this whole thing. I mean, it really the tension notches up. The timeliness of this movie, also with a Russian conflict these days, becomes extra relevant.
Well, that's right. Somebody said to me, I didn't know that I was waiting for a submarine movie, but here I was after seeing that.
Yeah, you can see it for yourself. It's called Hunter Killer. In theaters now. We'll update news next on WGN. Follow the Yellow Brick Road to the Paramount Theater this holiday season, from Kansas to the Emerald City all the way to Aurora. The Wizard of Oz comes alive on stage with life-size puppets, a 20-foot twister, flying characters, and many more magical moments. Winner of Best Large Musical 3 years in a row, there's no place like the Paramount to make memories with your little munchkins. Let's go somewhere over the rainbow, November 14th through January 6th. Get tickets at ParamountAurora.com, ParamountAurora.com. We're going to be doing our next Dean's Night Out on November 18th. If you go to WGNRadio.com, you can enter the random drawing to win a pair of tickets to join me to see the show Sunday, November the 18th, WGNRadio.com. This is a place where you hear the sounds that matter. The top five at five from the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantes. Weekday afternoons on 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. News is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. And here is Dave Schwann.
Cloudy skies 48 at O'Hare. Another vigil will be held in Pittsburgh today in memory of those who were killed at the Tree of Life Synagogue in the Squirrel Hill community of Pittsburgh. The suspect is identified as 46-year-old Robert Bowers, who now faces 29 counts of felony counts against him. Pittsburgh City Council member Erica Strausberger was on ABC's This Week and said she knows the Squirrel Hill neighborhood where the synagogue is located will heal and recover.
We had outpouring of support, not just from the Jewish community, but from the Muslim community, the Islamic Center of Pittsburgh, the Hispanic and Latino community.
Some of the anti-Semitic messages sent by Bowers, charged with the Pittsburgh shootings, were directed at a Jewish organization known as the Hebrew Immigration Aid Society. Chicago director Jessica Schaefer said they had a pre-planned event today.
It's an opportunity for us as a Jewish community and allies of the Jewish community to stand up
to be together, to raise our voices together in support of refugees and immigrants, but really opposing all hate.
Chicago Vigil will be held this afternoon at 5:30 at the Federal Plaza downtown at Dearborn and Adams. Chicago police are looking for someone who fired shots at a hospital in the Portage Park neighborhood this morning. The shots hit the east side of the Community First Hospital at Addison and Central. Police think the people involved were shooting at a passing car. WGN's Domati Pongo reports thousands of Chicago homes have lead in their drinking water, and to mark National Lead Poisoning Prevention Week, we are continuing with part two of our series, Bridge Over Lead Water, The Crisis That Connects Us.
When you see Flint, everybody, I think, had this heightened awareness of what was happening.
That's Alderman Scott Wagaspak, who's been working to address this issue alongside a handful of other city council members. Lead exposure can cause heart disease in adults and hurt brain development in children, causing learning disabilities, seizures, difficulty concentrating, and behavioral issues, with young children being the most vulnerable. Activist John Beecham is with Answer Chicago.
The city mandated up until 1986 in the building code that you had to put lead service lines in. And you know, we knew lead was dangerous in the 50s for sure. So we're talking 30 years after the problem.
I asked Alderman Wagaspak how many homes are affected today.
750,000 homes, and that's give or take, you know, a few thousand. We don't have the exact data because the city won't provide it.
Answer Chicago held a public hearing on the issue in mid-September.
When they report that the lead isn't that bad, we say, lead out now.
You know why we held the public hearing? Because they refused to hold one, because the mayor quashed it.
Alderman Wagaspak.
The fact that they don't want to have public hearings on this issue is very frustrating.
And in Flint, Michigan, before this crisis all came to a head, government officials there responded the same way. Here's Flint's mayor, Karen Weaver.
Like I said, we had been talking about it and talking about it, but nobody wanted, it seemed like it fell on deaf ears. That's how it felt, like it fell on deaf ears.
So what can you do to protect yourself and your family? That's coming up in part three of Bridge Over Lead Water, The Crisis That Connects Us. Domati Pongo, WGN News.
And we'll have part three in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll check sports
cool
traffic.
Music in there.
Yeah, wasn't that neat?
Somebody playing the
very
vibe.
Effective.
Playing
very
the vibes.
Very timely and interesting story,
very
compelling
much.
Story about the lead, not only here, but in Flint, Michigan. And an ongoing situation with that. WGN Sports, Bears and New York getting underway at Soldier Field right now. No score at the start of the first quarter. Our postgame show with Hamp, OB, and Kaz is at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on WGN Radio and WGNRadio.com. Blackhawks hosting Edmonton later this afternoon. Pregame with Chris Bowden is at 4:30. Faceoff 5 o'clock with John Weideman and Troy Murray here on 720 WGN, WGNRadio.com. Hawks losing to St. Louis yesterday 7-3. Northwestern beating Wisconsin in college football yesterday. Final score there 31-17. Notre Dame over Navy 44-22. Illinois losing to Maryland 63-33. Northern Illinois beating BYU 7-6. We have World Series action later today also. Boston playing Los Angeles. Boston leading the series now 3-1. Red Sox beating the Dodgers yesterday 9-6. And yesterday, the Bulls beat Atlanta 97-85. WGN traffic, the Kennedy now is 35 minutes from O'Hare to downtown, 20 minutes from Montrose on in. On the Eisenhower, over a half hour from Route 390 into downtown, 20 minutes now. Now from Mannheim on in, the Stevenson slow going between I-55 and Lakeshore Drive as Bears traffic continues in and around Lakeshore Drive for the afternoon. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Cloudy, occasional rain this afternoon, high in the 50s. Cloudy tonight, clearing in the early morning hours, low in the 40s. Partly sunny tomorrow, high in the 50s. O'Hare has 48, 50 at Midway. Chicago's lakefront, 49.
I'm wondering if an apple will actually stay on your head. I'm just looking.
I'm going to have to.
I'm getting a good look at you right now. And
it might be difficult with the headphones on.
Yeah, well, the headphones will have to be off.
The headphones will have to be off.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you.
Just tuning in. We're going to be shooting an apple off of Dave Schwann's head with a bow and arrow.
If the apple in 2 weeks. Stay on the helmet that I'm going to wear when you do this, that we will check. I'm going to investigate protective headgear between now and a week from Sunday.
Maybe we could duct tape the apple to your head. Make sure it stays up there.
And if you miss, we'll just tear off the apple.
Like, what
right?
kind of protective headgear are you thinking?
Well, one of those helmets that they wore in First Man, or the space helmet.
Space helmet?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess
that would work.
Oh,
and then
you, the lawyers and the insurance people, taking all the fun out of everything.
And then I'm going to investigate what it would take to get a suit of armor for this, which would go well with the whole Robin Hood thing. That's what I'm looking for.
I can't even tell you how much I would enjoy if you did the whole show in a suit of armor.
Just you wait. Just you wait.
It would be fantastic.
And then Andy and I are going to collaborate on what we can do for you.
Great.
So we will do this. We're going to have so much fun.
About participatory fun. That's what our Tree Time show is going to be about.
And doesn't the audience get into it there? They love it.
The audience, it goes crazy.
They love it.
We've had several emails and texts this morning, quite a few, saying, please get more chairs than you did last year. Because there was standing room only last year.
And you know, the thing of it was,
we had a lot of chairs.
They were full when we started the show. Usually when we've done the remotes, you know, we'll have a number of people that are there, and right. then it eventually fills up. Yeah. No, last year they were there.
No, they were there before we started the show.
Yeah.
And usually, you know, as is the case just by listening to the show on the radio, people get bored after about 10 minutes and they leave. But I know I did. I got in my car.
Well, that's where you went.
I got like 5 minutes away in my car, and I thought, I better go back.
Yeah, right. We still have work to do.
But people stuck around for the full 4 hours during the show. People really seem to enjoy it, which we're glad. We're very happy, and that's why we want to provide you this extra special entertainment this year. It's going to be
great. Are we going to do this inside or outside?
No.
Weather permitting, outside.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Not sure.
All right.
I know you'll be shocked to know that we haven't worked out all the details on it.
No. And we will have not worked out all of the details at this time 2 weeks from now.
It's going to be so fun.
I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Radio Newsroom, ready to join the conversation whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
By the way, if you want to get a head start on your Christmas shopping, a holiday happening craft fair is coming November 3rd and 4th at College of DuPage in Glen Ellen. Meet 200 artisans, shop their latest work, all handmade right here in the Midwest. Find unique jewelry, all kinds of holiday decor, kids' items, fine art, and much more. Print an admission coupon at MidwestCraftShows.com. MidwestCraftShows.com for more information on the holiday happening November 3rd and 4th, all at the College of DuPage. 12:13, Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. Getting ready for Halloween. There's trick-or-treating and this new trend now of pet costumes that I'm seeing everywhere. What I find most interesting this time of year are actual Chicago ghost stories of places around the Chicago area that are allegedly really haunted. We've talked about this for decades on WGN. Our old pal Richard Crow used to come on WGN on a variety of shows here on WGN and talk about the tours that he put on. Richard sadly passed away. But the legacy lives on with a brand new service that's called Chicago Ghost Tours, Free Tours by Foot Chicago. And Andy Mihalik is one of the tour guides for all of this. Andy, welcome to WGN. It's great to have you on with us here today.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So tell us about these free tours by foot, Chicago, and particularly your ghost tours.
Yeah. So Free Tours by Foot is an international tour company. They are in
12 cities around the world now, 10 of them in the United States and then abroad as well. Here in Chicago, I've been a tour guide for a little over 4 years now, hard to believe, but I give the haunted history and ghost tours, and what I like to describe it as I also give our Loop and Millennium Park tour. I've done the Riverwalk. I spend all day giving very happy tours of Chicago history for tourists and locals alike. And I really enjoy it, but I really enjoy doing the ghost tour at night because I always say I get to tell a little bit more of the truth about Chicago history and all its dark and sordid past and all the ghosts and goblins that exist throughout the history.
Yeah, there's
so
something...
basically, all of our tours are pay what you like, which is really fun.
Right.
There's no obligation up front, and I get paid nothing until I do my job, which is super fun for me.
Yeah, there's something that's just so fascinating about these stories. People who legitimately say that they have seen ghostly sightings at many of these places that you go. I love that you start at the Congress Hotel, which has been the site of many sightings by people.
Many sightings to sift through. When we start as guides, we get to take the route and we choose our content, right? We can interview people, we can research our own stories and say, you know what, this one sounds like baloney, but this one sounds legit. And I talk to employees of the hotel, and I pick out the ones where they say, oh, yeah, when I hire someone new, this is the story we warn them about. And so those are the ones I tell at the Congress.
Tell us a little bit about the lure of the Congress Hotel.
So the Congress Hotel was built in 1893, which was the time of the World's Fair, which is filled with some of the darker history of Chicago, some of the better history as well. But that's when H.H. Holmes was around. It's right after the Great Chicago Fire. And Congress, for some reason, just happens to be the hotel where a lot of people have committed some pretty heinous crimes. Some of the bigger, the more famous ones would be the Shadow Man is known to haunt the lobby there. And we've kind of traced his story back to a guy named Captain Lou Jostheim, who committed suicide at that hotel in the year 1900. Mm. We have another ghost from a woman who very unfortunately committed suicide after throwing her children out of the window of the hotel back in the 1930s.
Ooh, wow.
It's pretty dark stuff.
Yeah.
At that hotel, and some lighthearted ghosts as well.
Have people said that they've seen ghosts walking the hall, or they've experienced unusual things while staying at the hotel?
Yeah, so I've had people tell me that they've actually encountered this shadow man, and he's corporeal, which means he can touch you, and he's actually physically touched guests in this main hallway. And all you have to do is you can actually go on TripAdvisor for their famous room 441, which is the really big one that I will not spend a night in, because that's the one where it's known that there's an old woman who haunts that room, who does not let you have a good night's sleep, I will say, in room 441. And many people now on TripAdvisor,
have you gone into that room at all?
I have. I've spent, 11 seconds in that room.
Really?
Was as long as I spent. Yeah, I videoed it, and I share it with my guests on my tour. I say, here's my experience, and you see me open the door and then run out. I'm such a big baby with it.
Did anything happen in those 11 seconds?
I heard the lore is that if you're unwelcomed in the room, some banging happens right away. And in the video, you hear the bang, and you just see me that was it. I was done.
That's kind of creepy.
It is very. I always tell my guests, I am. I love history and I love haunts, but I am no. I'm not going to tempt it. I'm not going to push.
Yeah, I get
so we're
that.
Not going to, get the ectoplasm meter out and do a seance. We're going to just tell the story and run.
I definitely get that. Tell me, you, also on your tour, you go to Chicago's old red light district.
We do. So along State Street, we walk along the old red light district. We talk about Mickey Finn, who I feel like he's kind of disappearing in our storytelling. I like to keep his story alive. Mickey Finn in the famous Lone Star Saloon, which was, if you go on the tour, you'll hear the long version of the story. But he essentially targeted young men at a very seedy bar back during the World's Fair time. And he was eventually shut down because we found out he was doing some pretty nasty things in his back room. So we do Red Light District. We cover H.H. Holmes. We cover a lot of serial killers. John Wayne Gacy is very popular on the tour. And we go to some major disaster
funny.
Sites.
It seems funny to put it that way. John Wayne Gacy is popular on the
He's
tour.
He's very popular. He's a very popular
you,
guy.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Because there's a fascination about this. Do you go...
Oh yeah,
like to his old house, where his house used to be. I understand they actually torn the house down where he committed all of his crimes.
So being a walking tour, and something I actually really like, it's kind of a challenge with Free Tours by Foot, is we don't get to walk all the way out to his house or to Old Murder Castle where H.H. Holmes was. We stay in the Loop area, and we've designed a route that walks from Congress up north to the river in 2 hours. And on the way, it is shocking, and I think more fun for me, it's shocking to see we still have some of the largest death counts in American history, some of the major disaster sites, and they're all right downtown, right. Which is really fun for locals and tourists alike. They're all shocked to say, wait, I've walked by the river this many times, and I never knew that 844 people, you know, died here in 1915.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I enjoy is we tell stories and I don't know if I said this, but I love the route. It the death count grows as we go. So the big finale is right on the river.
Let me take a break and we'll come back and talk about that more. It's great
Sounds
to
good.
Have Andy Mihalik is here with us. FreeToursByFoot.com is where you go if you want to get some more info on this. We'll be right back on WGN.
They did the Monster Mash.
12:25, Dean Richards Sunday morning, WGN. Talking about real live haunted places in the Chicago area with Andy Mihalik, who is a guide with freetoursbyfoot.com. Now, there are also bus tours that people can take. Is that right, Andy?
Those are not, we don't have a bus in Chicago currently, but there are many bus tours in Chicago, which are nice, and we like healthy competition in this city.
Okay.
So I never knock those.
I was looking at your website, and it says that, so it's nice of you to promote that. So talk about, you were talking about you could be walking right by the river and not realize that a horrific disaster took place right in the Chicago River, right where thousands of people walk every single day. You're talking about the Eastland disaster, of course.
Yes, yes, I am.
Yeah, so tell us what are the kinds of things that, ghostly kinds of activity that people have reported there?
Yeah, so the big ghost right in the water, actually, is the SS Eastland. They say that if you walk there late at night, and that's when we get there pretty late in the dark, you can see that water churning. And often people have said that they've even been walking on the Clark Street Bridge and heard screams from below. And they look down because they think someone is drowning. And when they look, no one's there, or there's bubbles in the water. And it's even say you're a skeptic or you're a believer, it is hard not to think, you know, when that kind of tragedy strikes such a concentrated area, that there's not going to be some energy left behind. So we love, that's a great spot to tell that story. A lot of people, it's a very emotional story, but people love it because we do every once in a while. You see something happen in the water and you see 30 people on our tour all jump, and then who knows what it turns out to be.
Right,
but,
right.
Yeah.
What's the one thing in the time that you've been doing these tours, was there one thing that really kind of shook you a little bit?
You know, I have people, you know, well, I will tell you what shook me the most is actually very recently this season, someone sent me a picture from my favorite location, which is Death Alley, which a lot of people also, it's right by the Chicago Theater, don't know about. But someone sent me a photo of myself giving a tour, and there is a famous, she's known as the Green Fairy Ghost in that Death Alley, and someone sent me a photo, and there was a green light above my head in three separate photos, actually.
Wow.
And it really shook me, I will say.
What?
So I now I share that with guests who are on
sure.
the tour. At the end, I send them that photo. I
see some sort of orb. What happened in Death Alley?
So Death Alley is right behind the Iroquois Theater, which is now the...
The fire.
Right. So the Iroquois Theater of 1903, that massive fire still ranking tragedy in American history in terms of death count as well. So that all took place during Mr. Bluebeard's big performance at the Fireproof Theater that turned out not to be so. And that alley is unfortunately where a lot of people plunged to their death trying to escape the building with no way out. So they were seven stories high in the door that they exited with no fire escape, and so they made a jump, and a lot of them did not survive. 150 people in that alley alone died in that fire.
So is that the alleyway that's
Couch Place.
Just south of the Chicago Theater?
It is. It's across the street from Chicago Theater on Couch Place. It's right between, so that would be Lake and Randolph there.
Okay. Oh, I know yes. That alleyway. I know that alleyway.
Yes. It's a very popular place for brides to take wedding photos during the day. The lighting is excellent.
if you look good in green.
I love bringing a tour group through.
Yeah, if you look good in green. If people want to get information about your tours, Andy, what's the best way to do this?
FreeToursByFoot.com. It's a very helpful website. We are so responsive, so if anyone has any questions that isn't on the website or if a tour is booked, we love a wait list because we are pay what you like. People don't put money up front, and sometimes we have no shows. So we love when people reach out and say, hey, I want to take this. I've got two people. Put me on the wait list. Right. And we're very responsive. So
okay.
Especially with Halloween this week, our tours, a lot of them are already booked, but people can still email me and we will find a way to get them on the tour if we can.
Yeah. Check this out. FreeToursByFoot.com. That's the way to connect with you. FreeToursByFoot.com.
That's exactly right. My name's Andy. Look forward to reaching out to folks.
Andy?
And then we have our switching gears, and we'll have our holiday tours right after this week. So.
Okay. Well, let's have you on again as we get a little closer to that and talk about those as well.
That sounds great.
Real pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for joining us.
You as well. Thank you for having me.
1230 WGN. That time of year again, slow cookers are going crazy. We did a show on that. Apples are in full bloom right now, both for enjoying raw but also cooking. Did a show on that, and there is no more a pumpkin time of year than this time of year, and that's what we're going to focus in on today with Tom Hallett, who is with Tom's Farm Market in beautiful Huntley, Illinois. Tom, it's great to have you on the show today. Thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon, Dean. It's a pleasant surprise to have a farmer on your show. It's a little bit out of your expertise.
Well, you know, I hosted, I filled in for Max and Orion once on the their noon show when they did the famous noon agricultural show.
Oh, I remember that quite well. I miss it.
Yeah, most farmers do remember the one day that I did it. It was memorable. That's true. It's a pleasure to have farmers on our Food Time show because, I mean, really, no matter what else we talk about regarding food and dining and so forth, none of that would happen without our farmers. So, you guys are a pretty important element in the whole food experience.
And that is true, and it's getting to be more of a farm-to-table agricultural segment, especially in the Chicagoland area.
That is 100% true with farmers markets and the proliferation of organic foods and, you know, foods literally coming right off the farm and, you know, people buying them. And, man, I think what a difference in taste. A much higher quality all the way around. So I am in great respect of farmers and what you all do. But
well, thank you.
With regard to what we're talking about today, I mean, you guys are pretty pumpkin heavy in your particular farm, right?
That is correct. Month of October, we do a fall festival, and people can go out and pick their own pumpkins, and we have a playland area, a corn maze, just like many of the other farm markets, you know, in and around the Chicagoland area. So it's a busy time of the year for us,
Sure. Unless
it's raining. It rained the whole month of October, but that's besides.
Right, right. Well, I mean, and it's not to say that you are a pumpkin farm. You definitely grow other things on your farm as well, as I understand it.
Yeah, we do. We grow 120 acres of fresh market vegetables, everything from asparagus to zucchini. And the largest acreage is sweet corn, about 60 acres of sweet corn. The second one is actually pumpkins, about 30 acres of pumpkins, and the rest is miscellaneous and even strawberries we grow.
Yeah,
June-bearing strawberries.
Asparagus I saw, and tomatoes and peppers and all those great things that we all love. Has this been a good year for pumpkin growth?
Basically, I would just say average. We had a lot of wide swings in weather, a lot of wide swings in rainfall, and we had a tough time getting them planted on time, which we normally plant them between the 5th and 10th of June. We don't plant them early because they like a very warm soil to germinate and grow.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't finish planting this year until June 25th.
Mm-hmm.
We were really nervous about that. But, you know, we had some very hot stretches during the growing season in the summer, and we pulled the crop off in a very respectable crop.
That helped you out. Now, here's what I really want to get into today, because, you know, you can't go anywhere now without something being pumpkin-flavored. It's like the flavored, du jour, pumpkin coffee and pumpkin this and pumpkin that. It's so popular. But you cannot incorporate any pumpkin into any kind of cooking. There are different types of pumpkins for different purposes, right?
That is correct. And a very important point, there's what we call pie pumpkins that are basically 3 to 5 pounds in size, and versus jack-o'-lantern pumpkins, which families and people buy this time of the year for carving and for decorations, and they can weigh anywhere from 10 to 50 pounds, not counting the world record 2,170-pound one
I
heard about in California.
I saw that on TV.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So anyway, a pie pumpkin, the flesh inside is more smooth textured versus a jack-o'-lantern pumpkin. The bigger pumpkins, they're more coarse and stringy, so a little more difficult to make a pie with and not the fine texture that you really want. Not to say that you could not use a jack-o'-lantern pumpkin for making pumpkin pie, but it's not quite as desirable.
Yeah.
And so also,
is the only difference, Tom, the size? And because the jack-o'-lantern pumpkins are allowed to grow larger, they become more coarse and less desirable for cooking purposes?
No, that's a very good question, Dean. The pie pumpkins are a special variety.
Got it.
Plant special seed that is bred to produce small pumpkins with a fine textured flesh. Yeah, totally different animals. Yeah, very good point.
Okay. And I imagine the flavor probably is a little more intense in the small ones also than the larger ones.
Yes, it is. And then when you go to your large processing pumpkins, where your Del Monte and Libby's canned pumpkins and everybody else's, that is even a different type of pumpkin that they grow commercially for processing. And Illinois is the number one state in the nation for pumpkins. And that's because of the processing pumpkins, not necessarily the jack-o'-lanterns, you know, that you see out at the farmers markets and farm stands. And that is actually just a squash, and it doesn't even look like a pumpkin.
The ones that they used for canning purposes.
That is correct. I hate to burst people's bubble, but they're more oval in shape, probably 8-10 inches long and about 6 inches in diameter, and the outside skin is not orange, is tan or skin colored.
Yeah.
And a very tough skin pumpkin because they mechanically harvest them, whereas we hand harvest ours, and they go to the processing plants.
Sure.
I think the biggest one is in Morton, Illinois.
I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard that. And
I'm
of
sure
course,
you have. And Orion tells you about it, too.
I have learned of that's how I learn all my agricultural stuff.
Yeah. So anyway.
But also, these processing places are cooking the heck out of the pumpkin before they can them, putting the spices and things like that so they taste like pumpkin. I suppose that's, where it makes a difference. But if somebody just wanted to start from scratch, get one of these smaller cooking pumpkins that you sell, is it simply a matter of, cutting it, cleaning out the inside, and baking it?
Well, there's a little bit to it, but not a tremendous amount. You would pick out your pie pumpkin, and I had said earlier, average 3 to 5 pound pie pumpkin. One of them will make a pumpkin pie, usually. And what a person does is you cut the pumpkin in half sideways. So the stem is horizontal,
okay.
And you cut it crossways. And then you clean out the seeds and what I call the guts also.
Right.
And just like if you're making acorn squash, you cut it right in half and take the seeds out.
Yeah.
So now we have two halves of the pie pumpkin. You find a cake pan that's approximately, typically, 9 by 13 inches, and you put the two halves upside down in the cake pan, so, and add a good 2 inches of water to kind of steam them during
The cut side goes down.
That is correct. The cut side goes down.
Okay, and add water. Okay.
Yeah, about 2 inches of water in the cake pan. And if you want, you can sprinkle some cinnamon on top of the outside flesh of the pumpkin, just to give your kitchen a nice spicy flavor.
Oh, sure.
Not particularly for the pumpkin itself.
Yeah. Oh, it'll smell fantastic. So you're baking it basically like you'd bake a butternut squash or...
Exactly. Acorn, butternut, buttercup, spaghetti, yes.
Yeah.
And you set the oven to about 350 degrees, and it's not totally critical, for about a half to 1 hour. And that's quite a wide range there. And one way to tell if it's properly cooked is... You open up the oven door. Of course, if you press the outside of the skin of the pumpkin, and if it presses in, it's done. You know, it's soft.
Right.
Just a quick press of your finger.
Yeah, should give a little bit.
And if it pushes in, you know, a half inch or so, you know it's totally cooked.
Right, and then you scoop it out of the skin, I would imagine, and then add... They sell pumpkin pie spices, but...
Exactly.
You can add your own as well.
Yeah. You scoop it out, and actually an ice cream scoop works good, too.
Oh, great idea.
Or a big tablespoon.
Yeah.
Ice cream scoop is a little nicer. And you put the cooked pumpkin in a blender and puree it.
Right.
Until it's very, very soft.
Okay.
And it takes 2 cups of the pureed pumpkin to make a typical 8 or 9 inch pumpkin pie. And like you said, the spices, that's really, when you buy a whole canned pumpkin in a store, usually there's no spice in it. For the most part, but you can add your own spices, and they have pumpkin spice, and
you can mix up your own. Either way, I noticed that most of the grocery stores now have their full holiday spice sections are out on full display, for Thanksgiving dinner, for pumpkin pies, et cetera. This is the time of the year for all of that.
Yeah, that is correct, and. You can look on a Libby's or Del Monte or anybody, Stokely Van Camp canned pumpkin label, and it tells you what to do after that because it's going to take eggs, milk, and a few other things. But those are usually on any pumpkin pie recipe and spices.
I know.
But like I said, they have pumpkin spice. You can right in a can, like you said.
I know you've got mazes and petting zoos and all kinds of activities going on. If people want to get some more information, Tom, about Tom's Farm Market in Huntley, what's the best way to do that?
Well, they can look on our website. It's tomsfarmmarket.com. Yes. Yes.
Okay. TomsFarmMarket.com, and get all the information. Tom, it's really nice to talk to you. I hope you have a great holiday season. Tom Hallett, TomsFarmMarket.com in Huntley. Enjoy your Sunday, my friend. I hope we see you sometime.
Okay. And speaking of our website, if some of your listeners didn't write all this down, we have that particular recipe on how to cook fresh pumpkins on our Facebook.
Okay.
And if you're not on our Facebook, you can join it very easily. And it's actually a video of one of our baking ladies, Shelley, doing a video of how to do this pumpkin pie, and also how to make pumpkin seeds.
So
that'd be easy for them also.
I forgot about the pumpkin seeds. Those are the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, take a look at the Facebook page. Take a look at the website, Tom's Farm Market in Huntley. And, Tom, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Thank you.